Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day with In the Dugout, a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Steve Sponbrue. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. And now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today here at 1230 KHS with the Smith Complex. Hastings College closing out the regular season here this afternoon. The doubleheader against the Concordia Bulldogs as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Steve Sponberg. And coach, we come to the final couple of games in the regular season and now a chance to play ourselves into the tournament. Obviously, big ball games for us today.
Without a question. You know, we certainly would have liked to win a couple of these this week at home against Midland and Doan, and both have outstanding programs, but in both situations had opportunities. If we'd have, you know, done some other things well, we could have won the games, but that's one of the reasons they're good. But we still hold in our hands our destiny. Concordia's played well at times this year. I think the strength of their team is offensively, but we have an opportunity to go out here today, and if we can win two games, we're going to ensure ourselves in the conference tournament, and that gives us an opportunity to go there and compete to get to the national tournament. And I know that's a long way away, but you don't have any opportunity to do that unless you get there. So we have that opportunity on our home field today against a team that has kind of been up and down like ourselves, and if we play well, I think we're going to have an opportunity to win.
Anything less than maybe a sweep today, and we got to wait till tomorrow. Everybody else in the conference is playing tomorrow, and that's probably not a good situation to be in.
No question about it. I guess I've been through high school sports for a number of years and seen that, and when you have to depend upon other people to do a job that you have an opportunity to do, a lot of times it doesn't go your way. So that's what I told our kids last night. We have the opportunity today to hold in our hands what our future is, and if you can do that, you take care of business, and that's the way it should be done, then we're going to get there. If we don't, and we stub our toe here and don't play well, and they come out with a split or a loss twice, then you have to hope that somebody else helps you, and like I said, a lot of times that isn't the case. So the only thing you can ask for yourself in late in the season, especially with the year that we've had up and down, is to give yourself an opportunity to advance, and we have that opportunity today.
Set up nicely as far as the pitching staff is concerned. We have number one and two available, three and four also available if we need to go to them. So the pitching staff looks good for today.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's kind of the way we kind of tried to figure it. We knew that this was going to be a huge game. And so A.J. Fruchtel and Christian Snyder have been probably our top two pitchers all year. They're well rested. They haven't pitched since the Nebraska Wesleyan game last Friday. So they've had a week off, so they should be full strength. And then Tyler Stender and Eric Antilla, who threw the game against Midland on Monday, are on their fourth day, which is a little early than we like to, but yet they've responded well off of that, so they're going to be behind them in the bullpen, and so we have it set as far as our pitching staff, probably as good a situation as we could be in, but I'm sure Concordia is saying the same thing. They haven't played York in the midweek this week and hadn't played since last week, so I'm sure that they're going to throw some of their better people also.
We really got to just pull out all the stops today and just at least get a couple of wins here today and then worry about next week.
Without a doubt. You know, and we've talked a little bit about it last night for quite a period of time, and where we've really struggled here the last couple of weeks is our offense. So we're going to kind of change a couple of things, just not necessarily personnel-wise, because we searched for personnel, especially in the bottom of the order, that can come up and produce. Our pinch-hitting situation has not been very good over the last few weeks, and so we're going to try to make a quick change. We're going to make Drew McGee and drop him down to the three spot, who's been swinging the ball, bat a little bit better for us, and move Mitch Marquardt to two, who had been hitting well but hasn't hit as well lately but handles the bat well, and we can use him to bunt and hit and run and do some things that way. So a couple of subtle changes that way to hopefully kind of mix up the lineup a little bit and maybe spur a little bit of offense going, because you know our pitching staff's done well enough in the last week actually to win a number of games, but your offense has to produce, and we haven't done that. So the other thing we got to do better is we asked people to bunt, and we had a couple guys that bunted into force situations last night, and we have to do a better job of that. We got to run the bases a little bit better, and so but when we have opportunities, we got to produce. And so it was great last night to get on the board and get an opportunity to win, because it's been a struggle for us, but hopefully that gives our kids a little bit of confidence too. But we're gonna have to score runs today if we're gonna win.
Losing last night to Doan 11-0 and then 4-3 in a ball game, we had a chance to win in the ninth inning, and that's all you can expect when you're playing a team like Doan. Just your feelings on the doubleheader last night.
Well, you know, obviously the first game was disappointing. You know, we'd hoped that our pitching staff would have done a little bit better job. We just didn't pitch very well, to be honest with you. I didn't think we fielded very well. We made some mistakes. It started early in the game. We were 0-2 on a hitter, and we gave up a fastball in the middle of the plate, and he singled. And those are things that you can't do as a pitching staff. We didn't field our position very well at that position. We misplayed a couple balls that we needed to, and they took advantage of it. And again, we didn't hit the ball very well. I know they threw one of their better pitchers, but you know, we still have to do some things better offensively. The second game, I thought we came out and our kids responded after a very disappointing first game, and I think they were ready to play both games, but I think our kids battled and we got a little confidence. We showed a little bit of emotion, a little bit of fire as the game went on, and those are things that we have to do. We have to play the game with some emotion and some desire. We're not good enough just to go out there and go through the motions and expect to win. We have to play with some flair and some desire, and like I said, with some emotion. And I thought we saw a little bit of that the last game. And so in that part, it's a positive, but it's still a disappointment when you're not successful. And we would have certainly liked to win that game. I think our kids thought they had a great opportunity to win that game, and that's what we have to do today, is believe we can go out and win and then put that thing into motion as far as pitching, defense, and offense.
Can we carry over that flair that we had in game two to the doubleheader today?
Well, you certainly hope so. I think, you know, the bottom line, like I told our kids, if when you know you have an opportunity to get to the conference tournament, you're playing on your field and your pitching staff is set to where you want it. If you can't get excited about playing that game, you probably shouldn't be in competitive athletics. So we have an opportunity, like I said, to hold in our hands what ends up happening. If we fall on our face and we don't make it, then we have no one to blame but ourselves. But if we go out and play the way I think that we're capable of, and we pitch well and AJ gets on top of hitters, we play solid defense behind him, and then we swing the bats the way I still believe we're capable of, then we're going to advance the conference tournament. We're going to have an opportunity to play some of those best teams again, maybe with another opportunity to at least be a little more successful than what we've been up to this point.
The bright spot for us last night was on the pitching staff. Addison Hives comes in and throws 3 1/3 innings. He looked rock solid out there last night.
He really did. I know Addison's had a difficult year this year as far, especially control-wise, but last night was a huge stride in the right direction for us, and it really changes a lot of things that we feel we can do. If we can get to the conference tournament, now we feel Addison's a guy in the back end of our bullpen that can come in and give us 2 or 3 solid innings, and that makes a huge difference when you start playing 9-inning games and you're not getting pitchers that probably are going to get a lot of complete games, to have somebody like that. And that was a role I know he did a great job in last year. He struggled some this year, and then again a lot of loss of games early, didn't probably get the innings we would have liked to have used him, but last night was a huge stride in a positive direction for us. So again, for us to really capitalize on that, we need to win games today so we can get to the conference tournament and give him another opportunity to do that.
Okay, we'll take a break. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show on 1230 KHAS.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, moving.
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Steve Sponberg. Hastings playing the final regular season series here this afternoon at the Smith Complex against the Concordia Bulldogs. We talked about everything that's riding on the line for us. They're basically in the same boat. They got everything to play for here this afternoon.
No question about it, and that's why I say I'm sure their pitching staff is set for them to throw 2 of their better pitchers, and I know they play Nebraska Wesleyan tomorrow, which is another team that's kind of right in the mix of where we're at. And so it's, you know, I'm sure they feel they come in and win 2, they're in, and I think they probably will be, to be honest with you, if they do win too. So a lot to go with both of them as far as the team's concerned. I think offensively they're solid. We played them in the fall once, and I've seen them play one other time and talked to a number of other coaches. Pretty good offensively. Defensively, they showed some signs to be suspect at times, so it's going to really be important that we go out and put the ball in play. hit the ball on the line or the ground. We can't have a pitcher go out there in the first 7 inning games and get, you know, 7 or 8 strikeouts. We got to force them to play defense and put pressure on them. We got to get base runners on and try to make some things happen that way. And then, you know, pitching wise, they've had a couple kids that have really stepped forward here, especially late in the season, that have pitched well for them. But as an overall staff, they have given up some runs, which I think is twofold. One, their pitching staff may not be tremendous, and their defense hasn't been as good. So we have to play well defensively. We need to get a good performance from both AJ and Christian and anybody that comes in behind him. And then the big thing is, I think we need to score some runs early in the game to kind of give our kids some confidence and the belief that they can get out and score runs. And I think they believe that, but until you get a couple people across the plate, that sometimes be in the back of your mind becomes difficult.
Seems like this week, at least, we've been playing from behind, but shut out a couple of times against Midland. When we do get that lead, that's just going to boost our confidence a little bit, isn't it?
I don't think without a question. You know, and I think it does it twofold. One, on the defensive end, especially on the pitchers. Our pitchers don't feel like they have to be as fine as when you're not scoring runs. So, you know, I think scoring early in the game will be a key to this if we can. If we have opportunities, we got to try to take advantage of it. And then, like I said, I am a firm believer that pitching and defense wins games. And so we have to do those two aspects. And if we do that, like I said, we're going to have an opportunity to win. And then it'll boil down to whether we make a big play on defense, get a big hit in this key situation, or maybe make a big pitch. But, you know, we certainly hope to be in the game late with an opportunity to win. And if we do that, we can get a couple wins here, then we can go on next week and worry about those things.
Okay, good question.
Thank you very much.
Steve Sponberg, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Concordia today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Dugout with Hastings College head baseball coach Steve Sponberg. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned as the first pitch is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, clinical manager of home care and hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Smith Complex. Hastings College baseball on the air today here on 1230 KHAS is the final regular season games for the Hastings College Broncos here this season as they get ready to take on the Bulldogs. In this twin bill here at the Smith Complex. The scenario is pretty simple for Hastings College. They continue to battle to get into the conference tournament next week. If they win one or two games here this afternoon, that should be good enough to get them in the top eight of the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season standings and a berth in the conference tournament next week in Mitchell, South Dakota. If they lose both games today, the Broncos will have to wait and see what happens on the final day of the regular season and see if they have a good enough record to get into the conference tournament next week that gets underway on Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. So Hastings lined up pretty good as far as their pitching staff is concerned today. We're going to throw out our number one and number two pitchers in the contest today with A.J. Fruchtel getting the start in game number one. Christian Snyder will go in game number two with pitchers 3 and 4 ready to go in the bullpen today if necessary for Hastings. So Steve Sponberg will pull out all the stops in the ball game here today to try to knock off Concordia a couple of times, and then they get to sit back and relax for the weekend, then prepare for the conference tournament next week. It has not been a good week for Hastings College. The Broncos have lost 4 games here at home, losing a couple of times to Midland on Monday. In fact, getting shut out in a couple of ball games on Monday, losing by scores of 4-0 and 2-0. Hastings came back last night and lost to the conference leaders Doan by a score of 11-0 in the first game of a doubleheader, and then played pretty well in game number two, had a chance to actually win that ball game. Went to the plate in the bottom half of the ninth inning, trailing 4-3, but Doan retired the Broncos in order. So Hastings lost that ball game by a score of 4-3. So Hastings has lost four games in a row coming into the ball game here this afternoon. Concordia, not much better. They have lost six games in a row. They dropped a couple of games to Midland, a couple of games to Doan, and they've lost two games to York during the past week or so. So they have lost six games in a row coming into this season finale with Hastings College. It's Concordia. They've got a couple of games yet to play, and that will be tomorrow in Seward against the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. So Concordia coming in, a record of 14 wins, 28 losses on this season. They are 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is sitting at 12-24 overall. They are 6-12 in conference play. Otherwise, you couldn't expect anything better here. 72 degrees and a partly cloudy sky as we get ready to go for Bronco baseball this afternoon. Winds are actually blowing out of the southwest today, blowing out toward left field. But we've seen the wind blowing in from left field in the first four ball games that we've seen here this week at the Smith Complex are blowing out today out of the southwest at about 15 miles per hour. So it's Hastings in Concordia here this afternoon. The first game of two coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll take a break and come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will at the Smith Complex in Hastings here this afternoon. The Broncos getting set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs in a couple of ball games here this afternoon and this evening. Hastings will play a 7-inning ball game to get things started, and we'll play a 9-inning ball game for the nightcap here tonight. Conference standings heading into the action today. Doan is actually in the driver's seat to win the baseball championship in the GPAC. All the Tigers have to do is win a game tomorrow at home against Midland, and they'll wrap up the championship outright. Doan is 18-0 in the season after winning twice over Hastings last night, 11-0 and 4-3. Midland is actually in second place in the conference at 16-2. So those two teams will play on the final day of the regular season tomorrow in Crete. Northwestern is in there in third place. They're at 14-4. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside tied at 9-9. Briar Cliff is sitting at 7-9. Hastings at 6-12. Nebraska Wesleyan at 5-13. Those are the eight teams who would advance to the conference tournament if the tournament was held this week. The other also-rans, Mount Marty, Concordia, and Dort, all have with four wins in the conference so far. Mount Marty and Concordia at 4-12, and Dort is sitting at 4-14. The only other action going on today is in Sioux City. Mount Marty is playing Briar Cliff, Concordia here against Hastings. Then on the final day of the regular season tomorrow and Saturday, Midland will play at Doan. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing at Concordia. Briar Cliff is at Morningside. Northwestern at Dort. And Mount Marty will be at home to take on Dakota Wesleyan. We'll get you the starting lineups here today for this battle between Hastings College and Concordia. We'll give you the Broncos starting lineup here this afternoon. A couple of changes for head coach Steve Sponberg. Trenton Neal will lead off. Neal continues to lead the team as far as the batting average is concerned. He'll be out in left field today. His average is now at .338 on the season. Mitch Marquardt is going to move up to the number two spot for Hastings College here today. Marquardt will be at shortstop. His batting average is dipped down to .238. Drew McGee will move down to the number three position here today. McGee will be at third base again. His batting average is up to .292. Jake Steets will continue to bat at the number four position. He'll be at second base today for Hastings. His average now at .301. Drew Clark will be in the number five position. Clark will be at first base today. His batting average at .307. Eric Antilla is going to be the designated hitter. Antilla with a batting average of .222. Tanner Campbell will be out in right field for Hastings. He'll bat seventh. His average is sitting at .303. Connor Thomas will be out in center field. He'll bat at the number eight position. His average is at .267. Tanner Santarelli will be behind the plate today. The catching chores for the Broncos, his average at .245. And the pitcher for Hastings, he's been the mainstay on the pitching staff for the Broncos here this year. We'll see A.J. Fruchtel coming out in game number one today. Fruchtel has a record of 6 wins and 2 losses. His ERA is sitting at 4.50. So Hastings in the batting order will go with Neal, Marquardt, and McGee, Steets, Clark, and Antilla, Campbell, Thomas, and Santarella. And the pitcher, A.J. Fruchtel, for the Broncos of Hastings. For the Concordia Bulldogs, again, the record at 14 wins and 28 losses on the season. 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will go with Alex Cargan at second base. He'll lead things off in the batting order. His average is sitting at .303. A.J. Peterson, the third baseman, he'll bat second. His average is sitting at .333. Andrew Yarrell is the designated hitter. He leads the team as far as batting average is concerned. He's sitting at .341 coming into the twin bill here this afternoon. Daniel Wilkerson is going to be your right fielder. He'll bat at the number four position. His batting average is sitting at .289. Then we'll see Cameron Goss. He's in center field. His average at .295. Taylor Dudley is going to be the left fielder. He'll bat sixth. His average is sitting at .339. Zach Combier is going to be your first baseman. His batting average at .315. He'll bat seventh today for the Dogs. Batting at the number eight position is going to be Josh Mont. He is the shortstop. His average is sitting at .231. Then we'll see Sean McCartney, the catcher. McCartney with a batting average of .183. The pitcher today for Concordia is going to be J.D. Jurgensen. Jurgensen is 1-5 on the season. His earned run average is sitting at 5.45. Concordia is a team batting .285. Hastings is a team batting .263. So Concordia will go with the batting average or a batting order that looks like this. Cargan, Peterson, and Yarrell. Wilkerson, Gosden, Dudley, Combier, also Mott and McCartney with Jurgensen on the mound this afternoon for the Concordia Bulldogs. Coaches are meeting with the umpires and the base umpires here at the home plate here, going over the ground rules as we get set to go for baseball action here this afternoon at the Smith Complex. Again, if you're new to the Smith Complex, we've got the dimensions of 330 down the left and right field lines here today, 374 to the power alleys, and 380 the straightaway center field. And again, could see some home runs here today with the wind blowing out at the Smith Complex. Southwest winds at 15 miles per hour. So we're sneaking up on game time here this afternoon. Hastings in Concordia. We'll take one final break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Hey, Tri-Cities. Listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex, Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Broncos going to be dressed in their white uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in their crimson. Meanwhile, the Concordia Bulldogs, the visitors from Seward today in their gray baseball pants and their navy blue tops, trimmed and lettered in the whites. And Concordia is going to be up to the plate first to bat here in the opening inning of play here at the Smith Complex. Got a 7-inning ball game for game number one today. 9 innings scheduled for game number two. Broncos needing at least one win today to continue their season. If not, the season is wrapped up here this afternoon. And I'll have to wait and see what happens in the ball games coming up tomorrow as a full slate of games minus Hastings will play on the final day of the regular season on Saturday. So A.J. Fruchtel continues to go through his warm-up tosses here preceding the ball game here this afternoon. A.J. Fruchtel has been very good for Hastings all year long. He leads the team as far as wins are concerned. He's got six of them, six wins and two losses. ERA is sitting at 4.50. Brockville has thrown 46 innings for the Broncos this year. Out of those 46 innings, he has given up 60 base hits and 27 runs. 23 of those have been earned, 20 base on balls, 45 strikeouts. Teams are batting .311 against him. So it'll be Fructal on the mound today for Hastings. Tanner Santarelli will be behind the plate. Drew Clark over at first base. Jake Steets will be at second. Mitch Marquardt will be at shortstop, and Drew McGee will be at third base. Trenton Neal will be out in left field. Connor Thomas out in center. Tanner Campbell is out in right field. The Hastings Broncos played pretty well in the second ball game last night in that 4-3 loss to the conference leaders, the Doan College Tigers, and hopefully some of that mold can carry over to this doubleheader here today with Concordia. So Alex Cargan comes to the plate first to lead things off for the Bulldogs. Ball game is underway as Fructal throws a strike in the outside corner, nothing at one to Alex Cargill. Again, his batting average to start the day is sitting at .303 for the Bulldogs. He leads the team in runs scored with 40 on this leadoff position. Next pitch is going to be in there for a double strike in the outside corner, nothing in two to Alex. Cargill's got 43 base hits and 142 trips to the plate here for the Dogs. Stands in on the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch by Fructal. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes now to Alex Cargill. Alex leads the team in strikeouts. He's got 32. He's got 24 base on balls. Behind in the count here at one ball and two strikes just underway here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Santarelli, but no harm done. Nobody on the base pads. The count goes to two balls and two strikes here to Alex Cargill. Again, Fructal needs to pitch ahead of the hitters here throughout the day. That's when he's the most dangerous out there, and he throws a fastball there and a swing and a miss. And Cargan strikes out here. Strikeout number one of the ball game for A.J. Fructal, and off and rolling we go as Fructal gets his first guy to go down by the wayside, Alex Cargan. That's going to bring up A.J. Peterson next. He is a third baseman. Peterson starts the day with a batting average of .333 here for the Bulldogs. He's got 10 base hits and 30 trips to the plate. He'll stand in there from the right-hand side as well. A.J. Peterson facing Fructal now for Hastings. And a first pitch by Fructal is going to be in there again on the outside corner as they continue to nibble away there with Santarelli behind the plate. Fructal working from the full windup. He's got his sign. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be outside a little bit high. That's now one ball and one strike to A.J. Peterson. He's got no home runs and seven RBIs so far this year. Five base on balls and four strikeouts for the Dogs. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Fructal. It's going to be in there for another strike. A.J. is finding the zone early here in the first two hitters. Cargan is struck out in the first inning. A.J. Peterson now behind in the count at one ball and two strikes. One man out here in the first. Hastings will play the Bulldogs straight away here in this first inning of play. Next pitch just misses outside. And the count is now even up at two balls and two strikes. Peterson has got no home runs. He's got seven RBIs so far this year for Concordia. Concordia as a team has hit 12 home runs. That compares to two for Hastings. There's a ground ball. It's going to be in foul territory on the third base side, so the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings just looking for a little offense. They went 26 innings without scoring. The streak was broken last night in the second ball game against Doan. Hastings put three runs across the board in that second ball game, but still lost 4-3 despite a good pitching performance from Addison Ives last night. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Ives really struggled throughout this season, but I'll tell you what, he came back with a nice performance last night against Doan, where he threw three and a third innings in the contest and did not allow a hit, did not allow a run to the Tigers. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's three balls and two strikes. Ives gave up no hits, no runs, one base on balls, and one strikeout. Faced 11 guys last night in three and a third innings. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and A.J. Fructal walks his first man. A.J. Peterson runs down to first base on a free pass there, base on balls. That's going to bring up Andrew Yarrell next. He is the designated hitter. Yarrell is actually the leading hitter on the team here from Concordia. His batting average at .341. So now the Dogs have a base runner at first base. That's A.J. Peterson. As a team, Concordia pretty aggressive on the base pads. They are 83 for 105 in stealing bases. Peterson takes a good lead. There he goes at first base as the ball is going to be hit to the outfield in right center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Fielded there by Tanner Campbell. Around the baggage, second on his way to third base is going to be A.G. Peterson. Staying at first base in a play is going to be Andrew Yarrell. So So Peterson was going on the pitch, got a great jump over there at first base. He ends up over at third. As that ball is parked to right center field, running between Tanner Campbell and Connor Thomas. Campbell eventually comes down with a baseball out there in right center. It's a hard hit ball there by Andrew Yarrell. He's got Concordia in business here in the first inning of play. Daniel Wilkerson comes to the plate next. Is the right fielder. He'll start the day with a batting average of .289. So Yarrell is on at first base. Over at third is going to be A.J. Peterson. Rockwell works from the stretch. Offers one to the plate. The ball is swung on and missed. Nothing at one to Daniel Wilkerson for the Concordia Bulldogs. His batting average at .269 in the season. He leads the team as far as at-bats are concerned this year. He's got 149 of them this year. Concordia playing their 45th ball game of the season here this afternoon. Here comes the 0-1. The runner is going at first base. The ball is hit towards center. Connor Thomas grabs it. There's the out, and the runner is going to tag at third base. He's going to come in and score, and Concordia is on the scoreboard. Wilkerson flies out to Connor Thomas in center field, left center field. Tagging up at third base and scoring is going to be A.J. Peterson, and Concordia has got the lead here in the first inning, 1-0 over Hastings. Runner stays at first base. That's going to be Andrew Yarrell. Now there's two men out for the Dogs. That's going to bring up Cameron Goss, the center fielder. Goss with a batting average of .295 on the season. He's got 6 home runs, and he's got 26 RBIs. He leads the team as far as home runs are concerned with that 6. As he will dig in for the right-hand side. Here from Concordia, we've seen nothing but right-handed hitters so far in this ball game against A.J. Frontal. First pitch to Goss is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 now to Cameron Goss. Again, the runner is at first base. That is Andrew Yarrell. 1-0. Concordia's got the lead here in the first inning at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be hit toward third. Fielded there by McGee. Long throw to first base is high. But a nice grab over there. Drew Clark grabs it, but he is ruled safe over there at first. And now the runner goes to third base. That's Andrew Yarrell. The throw over there is not going to be in time. And Concordia's got runners now at first and third base. The throw by Drew McGee at third was high. Drew Clark leaves his feet to come down with it and tries to tag out Cameron Goss as he got to the bag. He did not quite get there. Drew then fell down on the play, and moving from second to third base was Yarrell. The throw went across the diamond again to McGee, but not in time. So Concordia's got runners on at first and third base. That's going to be an error chalked up on Drew McGee here in the first inning. So now getting off of the start that head coach Steve Sponberg wanted here today. 1-0 is the score. Concordia's got the lead. Dogs have runners on at first and third base here in the first inning. Two men out as Taylor Dudley comes to the plate next. Dudley is a left-handed hitter. We'll see our first lefty come to the plate now. He's the left fielder defensively. He will take a pitch inside for a ball here. 1-0. Dudley has a batting average of .339 on the season. He's got 38 base hits and 112 trips to the plate here for the Bulldogs. He has scored 19 runs. No home runs and 24 RBIs. Here's the next pitch. It can be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-1 to Cameron Goss, rather to a Taylor Dudley. Goss is on the bag at first base. Yarrell is on over there at third base. Zach Combier is the next guy up. He's the first baseman. And then Josh Mott, if Concordia can keep things going here in the first inning against A.J. Frontal of Hastings. A.J. working from the stretch with runners at the corners. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is inside, a throw down there by Santarelli. Not in time. And the runner's going to go from third base with no throw. Run comes in to score as Yarrell comes in from third base to score. The throw down to second base. Not in time by Tanner Santarelli. So a stolen base for Goss. Yarrell comes in on the play from third base to make it a 2-0 ball game. No throw by Steets down there at the second base back to the plate. So Yarrell scores easily. And the count here at the plate is now at 1-1 here to Taylor Dudley. Here's the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards short. Marquardt scoops it up, bobbles the ball, picks it back up, and no throw to first base. Another error chalked up on the Broncos here in the first inning. That's two errors, back-to-back errors on the Bronco infield. And runners are going to be at first and third base again. Dudley is on at first base. Goss is on at third base. That's going to bring up Combier next. Zach Combier, and now head coach Steve Sponberg is going to make an early trip out to the pitcher's mound here. So Hastings has given up a base on balls, a single, and two errors. We've got 1 strikeout here in the first inning and a fly out to the center field. And Concordia has jumped on the Broncos early in this ballgame. 2-0 is the score in the top half of the first inning. Zach Combeer is the next hitter to come to the plate here for the Concordia Bulldogs. So Steve Sponberg out to just settle his guys down here. Couple of errors in this first inning of play. Booting the ball around a little bit, and Concordia is a team that can take advantage. The Bulldogs have been up and down offensively, much like Hastings has all season long. But the Bulldogs have shown that they can put some runs across the plate. They scored 16. They've scored 14 runs, 13 here lately. They scored 11 against the Morningside. So it's a team that can hit the ball and give you some problems offensively. 2-0 is the score. Hastings is trailing in the contest. Here's a Combeer to the plate now. He's got a batting average of .315 on the season. He comes to the plate for the first time. 45 for 143 on the season. No home runs. He's got 17 RBIs. So A.J. Frechtl stays out there. He'll work from the stretch. Here comes the next pitch. The plate swung out and missed. Nothing but heat there for A.J. Frechtl. Nothing and one to Zach Combeer. He's got no home runs, 17 RBIs. He has walked 6 times. He has struck out 19 times for the Dogs. Here comes the 0-1. It's going to be outside. The runner goes from second base, but no throw this time from Tanner Santarelli. And moving down to second base on the play is going to be Taylor Dudley. So Concordia with a couple of stolen bases so far here in this first inning of play. Numbers 84 and 85 for the season. They've got two runners in scoring position now at second and third base here in the first inning of play. Frechtl's next pitch is going to be swung on and foul tap here at the plate. And the count goes to 1-2 now to Zach Combeer. Josh Month, the shortstop, is due up there next. And then Sean McCartney, the catcher. Combeer is the seventh man to come to the plate against A.J. Frechtl and the Broncos here in the first inning. 2-0, the Dogs have the lead. Frechtl looking in for the sign again from his catcher, Tanner Santarelli. Working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second base, fires one to the plate. That one's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count remains at no balls and 2 to Zach Combeer. Concordia 14-28 in the season, 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings 6-12 and 12-24 overall. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Santarelli finds that ball as it goes ricocheting off of his glove out in front of the plate. And the count goes to 1-2 now to Zach Combeer. Concordia has lost 6 games in a row coming to this ball game here this afternoon. Hastings has lost 4 games in a row. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now to Combeer, a breaking pitch that just misses inside of the count now officially at 3-2. 3-2 the count to Zach Combeer for Concordia. He's waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. 6 base on balls, 19 strikeouts, make it 7 base on balls as that pitch from A.J. Frechtl is high and away. So a walk given up here by A.J. That's going to be walk number 2 here in the first inning of play. And the bases are loaded for the Concordia Bulldogs. And coming to the plate next will be Josh Mott. Mott is a shortstop. His batting average to start the day is sitting at .231. 1 home run, 4 RBIs. He's got a chance to do some major damage here for Concordia in this first inning of play. Bases are loaded. Combeer is down there at first base. Dudley is on at second base. On at third is going to be Goss. There's a swing and a miss. Nothing and one now to Josh Mott. Mott has got 12 base hits in 52 trips to the plate so far this year. 1 home run, 4 RBIs. As he waits on the pitch from A.J. Frechtl, there's a bouncing ball. Mark Ward at shortstop goes to second for the force, and the inning is over. So they get the force out on Zach Combeer, and the inning is over, but Concordia scores 2 runs here in the first inning. 2 runs on a base hit, 2 errors on Hastings, and 3 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score, Concordia 2, Hastings nothing.
Get ready for touring during the Spring Into Savings Sale, now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire store. Buy 3 Cooper CS4 touring tires and get the 4th tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring Into Savings with Cooper Tires, now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Concordia plates two runs in the top half of the first inning. The Dogs have the lead over the Broncos by a score of 2-0. The pitcher today for Concordia is going to be J.D. Jurgensen. Jurgensen has a record of 1 win, 5 losses on the season. ERA is sitting at 5.45. He has thrown 33 innings. He has given up 43 base hits, 32 runs. 20 of those have been earned. 10 base on balls, 16 strikeouts, and teams are batting 305 against him. So J.D. Jurgensen, your pitcher here for the Concordia Bulldogs, a 6'4" junior out of Lincoln. They'll get the start for the Bulldogs here in game number one. So Hastings finds themselves trailing here after the first half of an inning, 2-0. Broncos, a team that's not going to score a whole lot of runs, so we got to keep Concordia within striking distance here. They need to produce some runs here today to stay with the Bulldogs. Trenton Neal, Mitch Marquardt, Drew McGee, the first three batters to come on to face Jurgensen here this afternoon. Jurgensen is a left-handed thrower, and the pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 1-0 the counts. Hastings has not hit left-handed hitters, left-handed pitchers very well this year, according to the coach. Kind of concerned about that as he gets ready for this ball game. The second pitch is going to be in there on the inside corner on Trenton Neal, who's batting from the left side. The count is now at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch to him. That ball is going to be hit to right center field. That's a hard hit ball, and it's going to be a couple of hops to the wall at 374 feet away. Trenton Neal rounds the bag at first. He pulls up at second base with a double. So Trenton Neal leads things off with a double here in this first inning. That was the third pitch delivered up by Jurgensen, and Neal parks that one in right center field, a hard hit ball. Neal had a good series yesterday against Doan. He was 4 out of 6 from the plate. Leads off the ball game here with a double to right center field. That's going to be the 10th double of the season for Trent. Leads the team in that category, and that's going to bring up Mitch Marquardt next. Marquardt has been batting in the number 3 position, moved up to the number 2 spot here today. Marquardt playing at shortstop defensively. His batting average at .238 in the season. Jurgensen works in the full windup, and is a hard hit ball again by Marquardt out towards center field. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Goss, and staying put at second base is going to be Trenton Neal. So Marquardt in the first pitch that he sees from Jurgensen sends out baby for a ride, but right to the center fielder Cameron Goss out there. Had to move a couple of steps to his right to grab that one for the first out of this first inning. And now Drew McGee comes to the plate next. McGee is batting .292 on the season. Yesterday against the Tigers in that doubleheader here at the Smith Complex, McGee had a tough time in the contest against the Tigers as he was 0-for-6. Struck out once against the Tiger pitching staff. He takes a look at a pitch here, and it's going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. So Steve Sponberg shuffling the lineup just a skosh here in this ballgame, trying to ignite some offense for the Broncos here this afternoon. Drew McGee up there now in the right-hand batter's box with Jurgensen on the mound. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. That's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike now on Drew McGee. McGee taking a couple of practice swings in the right-hand batter's box. He's ready to go again. As Jurgensen is working from the stretch now with a runner out at second base, that's Trenton Neal. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 1 strike here to the Broncos' third baseman, Drew McGee. 21 base hits and 72 trips to the plate so far this year for McGee. He's got no home runs. He's got 9 RBIs. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 2-0. McGee has got 5 base on balls. He's got 9 strikeouts so far this year. Jurgensen looking in for the sign from his catcher, Sean McCartney. He's got it. Comes set on the mound. He's at the belt. Looks at the runner at second base. Throws under the plate. That ball is hit to the right side. There's a diving grab by Combier. The first baseman goes over to the pitcher covering the bag, and he makes the play. Nice job there. Zach Combier, the first baseman, went to his right. Halfway in between the first base bag and the second base bag to grab that one. He snags the ball, then going to the outfield, and it gets back onto his feet and gets it over to J.D. Jurgensen, who is covering the bag down there. So 3-1 officially to get Drew McGee retired in the play. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Trent Neal. So Hastings has a man down in scoring position for the next batter up here, Jake Steets. Number 4 in the batting order here for the Broncos. His batting average is sitting at .301. He's taking a dive here in the past couple of ball games. But Steets still in the number 4 position for the Broncos. Here comes the pitch to him way outside. Grabbing that ball is going to be Sean McCartney behind the plate. Really came back to the screen. 1-0 here to Jake Steets, trying to drive one home in the first inning. Hastings is trailing by a score of 2-0 early in the contest. Here in the bottom half of the first inning, this one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch that's in there on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 to Steets. Jake has got 37 base hits and 123 trips to the plate this year. He's got 9 doubles to his credit, 1 home run, 19 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Now 2-1. Steets has got 10 base on balls, and he's got 9 strikeouts so far this season. Waiting on the pitch here from J.D. Jurgensen. Here's the windup by J.D. The ball's hit right to the shortstop, Mott, and the inning is over. A line shot to Josh Knott. I'll tell you what, he didn't have to move. Didn't move a step to grab that one at shortstop. The Broncos get a base runner. They waste the double. The leadoff double by Trent Neal. They score no runs on one base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Concordia 2, Hastings College nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos are trailing the Concordia Bulldogs by a score of 2-0 in this all-important doubleheader here this afternoon. Hastings trying to scratch their way into the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that gets underway next Thursday up in Mitchell, South Dakota. 8 guys came to the plate for Concordia. In inning number 1, they plundered a couple of runs, so we're going to see the number 9 hitter here in Sean McCartney. He's the catcher, and he gets ahead of the count immediately here. 2-0. So A.J. Frechtel has been pretty consistent all season long, struggling out of the gate here for the Broncos. There's a fastball and a swing and a miss. 2-1 the count to Sean McCartney. His batting average is sitting at .183 on the season. Concordia, not a bad hitting team, but not an explosive team. The team batting average at .285. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. Now the count is even up at 2-2. 7-inning ball game in game number 1 today. 9 innings for game number 2. So plenty of time. Come on out to the Smith Complex, the final regular season series for the Broncos. Here at home, looking to extend their season with a victory here today. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and he strikes him out. That's the second strikeout of the ball game for A.J. Frechtel. And that's going to bring up the top of the order again in Alex Cargan. Cargan, he struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. So he's 0-1, start of the day with a batting average of .303. So Cargan comes to the plate, leads the team in runs scored with 40, squares around the bunt, pops it up, and it's grabbed there by Frechtel on the mound. So Alex Cargan tries to bunt it, but he pops it up. It's grabbed there easily by Frechtel on the mound. And that's going to bring up A.J. Peterson next. A.J. Peterson, he had a base on balls back there in inning number 1. Came around to score one of the 2 runs for the Bulldogs. So now there's 2 men out here in the second inning as Frechtel will go to work on A.J. Peterson. He started the day with a batting average of .333. 10 base hits and 30 trips to the plate. First pitch is going to be fouled away here at the plate. No balls and one strike to A.J. Peterson. He's got five base on balls and four strikeouts so far this year. As he hangs in there in the right-hand batter's box, Fruchtel working from the full windup. Here's the pitch, a fastball. It's going to be outside down low for a ball. That is now one ball and one strike. Fruchtel, 6'1", a 190-pounder out of Grand Island Senior High. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Right across the center portion of the plate there as A.J. Peterson watches that one go by. One ball and two strikes now to A.J. with the Concordia Bulldogs. Peterson is a sophomore out of Tampa, Florida, playing in Seward, Nebraska. Next pitch is going to be outside the strike zone, two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count here to A.J. Peterson. He's the number two hitter in the batting order. Next pitch by Fractal is going to hit that third baseman. Grabbed there by McGee. Long throw over to first base. Not in time. Actually bounces right in front of the first baseman for Hastings, Drew Clark. I don't think it would have been in time anyway. It was a long throw by Drew McGee for Hastings over there at third base. Got it right on the foul line, and then the long throw over to first was not in time. So Peterson gets a board here for the Bulldogs. Tough score today. That error chalked up on the Drew McGee. All right, we're going to give him a hit. All right. I thought so. I thought the official score was a tough one today. We'll give him a base hit there for A.J. Peterson. Andrew Yarrell comes into play next, the designated hitter. Never can tell about these official scores. We got a tough one in the booth today. So A.J. Peterson is aboard at first base. A.J. Fruchtel throws it over to the bag at first. Not in time as Peterson is back in there. Yarrell, the designated hitter. He had a single, came around to score one of the two runs in that first inning of play. We've got two men out here in this inning. Next pitch by A.J. Fruchtel is going to be outside and down low for a ball. Now the count is sitting at one ball and one strike to Andrew Yarrell. Leads the team in batting average, leads the team in base hits, leads the team in triples. Base on balls is some of the categories that he chops here for the Bulldogs. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It is now one ball and two strikes to Andrew Yarrell. Yarrell is a junior from Santa Fe, Texas. Concordia with players from all over the place here, representing the 2014 roster. There goes the runner at first base. Pitches outside. Throw down there by Santarelli is on the money, and they've got him down there at second base. Attempting to steal, A.J. Peterson is thrown out into play. Nice ball thrown there by Tanner Santarelli for Hastings, and the inning is over. Concordia scores no runs on one base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Concordia 2, Hastings College nothing.
Hi, I'm Carrie Huber, the project director of ASAP in Hastings, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the National Drug Take Back Day on Saturday. On this day, you're invited to bring in your unused and expired medication or over-the-counter medication so that it can be disposed of in an environmentally safe method. Medication should never be thrown into the garbage or flushed into the sewer system, as this has potential to reach our groundwater. On Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Medication Take Back Day will take place at South Heartland District Health Department located at 606 North Minnesota in Hastings. So please gather up all of your unused and expired medication and bring it to the National Drug Take Back Day. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call at ASAP at 402-463-0524. My number again is 402-463-0524. Sponsors for the Medication Take Back Day are South Heartland District Health Department, the Hastings Police Department, and ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. And we hope to see you on Saturday the 26th.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing their third doubleheader of the week. Losing a couple of games to Midland on Monday. Coming back last night, losing two games to Doan. And now we've got Concordia in here for the season finale, so to speak, for the regular season. Hastings needing at least one win here tonight to advance to the conference tournament next week and further their season. They're trailing in the ball game here by a score of 2-0 as Hastings comes to bat in the bottom half of the second. Drew Clark, the number five hitter, comes to the plate for Hastings, and he fouls away. The pitch is going to be in the third base side. Plenty of room over here for the third baseman who comes over and makes the catch. A.J. Peterson in foul territory catches the ball there. So Clark fouls out to the third baseman to lead off this second inning of play. Broncos have really struggled offensively here all week long. And they're off to a very good start here tonight. A leadoff double by Trent Neal is all she wrote for the Bronco offense so far. We're down to Eric Antilla now, a number six hitter in the batting order. He's the designated hitter. Antilla's got a batting average of .222 on the season. Steps in there from the right-hand side. J.D. Jurgensen is your pitcher for the Concordia Bulldogs. There's a bouncing ball to short. Bond has got it. His throw to first base is going to be in time. Again, it was hit right to the shortstop, Josh Mont, who had plenty of time to get it over there to record the out. 6-3 officially, second, or rather to a shortstop to first base. Tanner Campbell coming up there next for Hastings. He's the right fielder. Campbell's got a batting average of .303 on the season, 23 base hits and 76 trips to the plate. He has scored six runs. He'll bat from the left-hand side. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Tanner Campbell of Hastings. Campbell leads the team in walks with 17, but he also leads the team in strikeouts with 22. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball, two balls and no strikes to Campbell. His extra base hits this year, he's got four doubles, he's got one triple. No home runs and 14 RBIs. There's the next pitch by Jurgensen. That's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner on the lefty. And the count goes to two balls and one strike now to Tanner Campbell as he bats here in the second inning of play. Tanner in the ball game last night against Doan was 3 out of 4, scored a run, drew three walks, and also had a strikeout. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and the count is now even up with 2 balls and 2 strikes here to the number 7 hitter for Hastings, Tanner Campbell. Next pitch is hit towards second, picked up there by Cargan. He goes to first base, and 3 up, 3 down for the Broncos here in this second inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the third inning with a score, Concordia 2, Hastings College nothing.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Only one other doubleheader going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. That one is in Sioux City. Mount Marty is playing at Briar Cliff. Mount Marty, one of the teams that's sitting below us in the conference standings as the action gets underway here tonight. Hastings trying to hang on to the number 7 spot at least in the regular season standings to qualify for the postseason tournament next week up in Mitchell, South Dakota. But they're trailing here. Hastings needing at least one win to guarantee them a spot in the tourney next week. They're trailing here by a score of 2-0. A.J. Frankel back out here to throw inning number 3. As Concordia comes into play here, this is going to be Andrew Yarrell up there for the Dogs. He was up there when A.J. Peterson got thrown out at second base. So Yarrell is back up there here in the third inning. That pitch way outside by Rockwell. The count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yarrell is the leading hitter on the ball club here for the Bulldogs. His batting average is sitting at .341 on the season. There's the next pitch. That ball is hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Running between Clark at first base and Steets, the second baseman, in the right field. Tanner Campbell picks it up there for the Broncos, and Andrew Yarrell gets aboard. That's his second base hit of the ball game. He had a single back there in the first. So Andrew Yarrell has been on the base pads both times. That's going to be hit number 3 in the ball game for the Concordia Bulldogs. And now Daniel Wilkerson comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Since start of the day with a batting average of .289, he flew out to center field his first time up there. Lays down a bunt. Fielded there by Frank. No, he lets it go. Picked up by McGee. He's through the first base. Is not in time. Now the ball gets away from Clark. On his way to third base on the play is going to be Yarrell as Clark picks it up in foul territory. So Wilkerson gets aboard here for the Concordia Bulldogs. A.J. Frontal, he had his hands on the ball but couldn't pick it up. Finally, Drew McGee picks it up there. Racing's College and throws an errant ball to first baseman Drew Clark. Clark could not control it as the ball goes trickling over here into foul territory. Yarrell takes advantage of that and moves down to third base in the play. Wilkerson gets a board on the air on Hastings. That's three errors on the Broncos in the first two innings of play, two innings plus. Now Cameron Goss comes up there next. He is a center fielder. So Hastings now playing with the same pop we saw last night in the second ball game against Doan. Broncos flat here in this opening ball game against Concordia. They have found themselves trailing now 2-0 with the Bulldogs threatening again here in the third with runners on at first and third base and nobody out. Cameron Goss comes up there. He reached on an error the first time up there. Concordia's already got a couple of stolen bases here in this ball game. We'll see what they elect to do here with Daniel Wilkerson over there at first base. He takes a good lead over there. Clark will hold him on defensively. A.J. Frechtel looks that way. Now they get him picked off. The throw to first base. Now down to second base. And the tag is made. And it's going to be in time. Nice move by A.J. Frechtel to first base. They had him leaning the wrong way. He took off. And they pick off Daniel Wilkerson down there at second base. So a big out there for the Broncos. One man out now. And the runner is at third base. That's Andrew Yarrell. So they pick off Daniel Wilkerson at first base, attempting to steal down there at second. Cameron Goss here at the plate is looking at a count of one ball and no strikes. Next pitch, a check swing strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Goss. Man is down there at third base. That is Yarrell as he'll take his lead. The third baseman, Drew McGee, is kind of hanging around the bag there, maybe a step or two in front of it here, playing defense. Next ball is going to be swung on and missed here at the plate. One ball and two strikes to Cameron Goss. Goss, he has struck out 28 times so far this year, and he has walked 18 times. Reached on an error back there in the first inning of play. One man out for the Bulldogs here in the top half of the third. A.J. Frechtel, the Grand Island native, will throw one to the plate, pops it up. Out in right field, Tanner Campbell giving chase out there, and Campbell grabs the ball right on the foul line, tagging up at third base. Here comes the throw in. It's going to be cut off. Runner's going to come in to score as Andrew Yarrell comes in, barreling in from third base to score. That makes it a 3-0 ball game. As Cameron Goss does his job, he gets the ball into the outfield, deep out in right field. Ground out there by Tanner Campbell, but he cannot get the ball at home plate, and scoring easily is Andrew Yarrell. Now it's a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs as Taylor Dudley comes to the plate next. He takes a whack there and a swing and a miss. And the Broncos have been offensively challenged this week. In the four ball games we have seen so far, the highest run total has been 3. And now they find themselves down here 3-0 to Concordia as Taylor Dudley takes a whack at the next one and misses on that one as well. No balls and two strikes. Here comes the 0-2. That one is up high. 1-2, the count down to Dudley. 339 is his batting average for Dudley. He's got 38 base hits and 112 trips to the plate coming in here. Dudley reached on an error his first time up. There was a swing and a miss, and now the catcher, Santorelli, drops that third strike to throw down to first base is just in time to record the out. Officially, the third strikeout of the ball game for the pitcher, A.J. Frechtel. And Santorelli dropping the ball, so the batter took off. That was Dudley who scampers down the line. But the throw by Santorelli was in time to Drew Clark. So the inning is over. Concordia scores one run, one base hit, one error, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning with a score. Concordia 3, Hastings College nothing.
This Saturday is Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. It's by far our biggest sale of the year. This Saturday, for one day only, come into Complete Nutrition and receive 30 to 50% off the entire store. That's right, 30 to 50% off the entire store. If you've been thinking about losing weight, increasing energy, or building lean muscle, this Saturday is the time to buy. Save 30 to 50% on our most popular weight loss products like Refirm Now, ManCore, and CTS. All of our sports nutrition supplements like Alpha Stack and protein powders will be priced to move. The first 50 people in the door get a free Complete Nutrition t-shirt. Complete Nutrition's Customer Appreciation Super Sale. For one day only, save 30 to 50% this Saturday at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings College baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos are trailing Concordia on a score of 3-0. Hastings batting now in the bottom half of the third inning. Connor Thomas, Tanner Santarelli in the top of the order. Trent Neal. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's been fouled away by Connor Thomas down the third base side. Way out of play. 0-1. Hastings College softball team. They are playing today in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. Broncos picking up two wins last night here at home against Nebraska Wesleyan. There's the next pitch to Connor Thomas. He pops this baby up short, shallow right field, going back as a second baseman, and he makes the catch. That's Cargan. Alex Cargan makes the catch, so officially a fly out to the second baseman. He makes the catch out there in shallow right field, first out of the third inning of play. Tanner Santarelli comes to the plate next. So a leadoff double by Trent Neal for Hastings in this ball game in the first inning for the Broncos, and nobody else has gotten a base hit. We're down to the number 9 hitter right now, Tanner Santarelli, who starts today with a batting average of 245. That one is hit towards short. Mott scoops it up. He goes to first base. The throw is a little high, but it's pulled in there by Calm Beer, the first baseman. And Tanner Santarelli grounds out to Josh Mott at shortstop. Two up, two down for Hastings. Trent Neal comes to the plate next. And Neal had a double to right center field to lead off the Hastings half of the first. Worked his way around to third base, but he was stranded right there as the Broncos have been shut out so far in this ballgame. Trent Neal, the leading hitter of the team. 338 is his batting average to start the day today. Takes a look at a breaking pitch there that's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Trent Neal for Hastings. Neal is a senior from Ogallala, 170-pounder. There's a ground ball to Cargan at second. Throwing to first base, and the inning is over. Trent Neal grounds out to second base. And another quick inning there where J.D. Jurgensen on the mound for Concordia has not thrown a whole lot of pitches here in this ball game. Hastings has gone down in order in the last two innings. Broncos with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fourth inning with a score, Concordia 3, Hastings College nothing.
When you hear Graham Tire, you think of tires, but they're more than that. They're the ASE certified service providers who care about you and your vehicle. Of course, they have the best in tires too. And now through May 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Your local Goodyear Tire and Service Network dealer, Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. We are loaded with baseball today on the airwaves. Hastings College and Concordia in two games here tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Over on ESPN 1550 KICS, Nebraska is playing at Michigan. That ball game is just now getting underway. And over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 tonight, Kansas City Royals baseball. The Royals, after losing last night, will move on to a weekend series at Baltimore as they take on the Birds this weekend. 6:05 for the first pitch. Pregame show is coming up at 5:30 tonight on the Breeze. So the Huskers tonight, if you're looking for Nebraska baseball, you've got it on ESPN 1550 KICS. Broncos here on 1230 KHAS, and the Royals over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 3-0 is the score. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings as we head to the top half of the fourth inning. Concordia's got numbers 7, 8, and 9 coming up here. Zach Combeer, Josh Mott, and Sean McCartney. If one of those guys get aboard, we'll see the top of the order again in Alex Cargan. A.J. Fruchtel continues to throw for Hastings. And the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Again, the Broncos being hampered by a lack of offense so far today. Only one base hit in the ball game so far. Defensively, they're not playing very well either. Three miscues already in the first three innings of play for the Bronco D. And A.J. Fruchtel has been anything but perfect in this ball game here today. Here's the next pitch way outside, and the count is now at three balls and no strikes to Zach Kambir. Kambir started the day with a batting average of 315, worked out of B-side balls back there in inning number one. Fruchtel has walked two guys in this contest so far. He gets a strike there as Kambir was taking all the way. Fruchtel with the three strikeouts. He's got two walks. Concordia's got three base hits and three runs on the board so far. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards short. Marquardt has got it. Bumbles the ball and a fourth error in the ball game on Hastings. Marquardt can't handle that one at shortstop. So Kambir gets aboard here with an error on Hastings. And again, the Dogs have a base runner here in the fourth inning. Steve Sponberg is going to be going berserk down there in the third base dugout for the Broncos. Hastings has booted the ball around here in the first couple of innings. Four errors on Hastings in the first four innings. Aboard at first base is going to be Zach Kambir. And now Josh Mott comes into the plate next. Mott reached on a fielder's choice back there in the first inning of play. Started the day with a batting average of 231. So the Bulldogs already with three runs on the scoreboard. They've got their leadoff man on here in the fourth inning of play with Kambir. He takes his lead down there now at first base. Drew Clark will hold him on defensively. Fruchtel looks that way. Offers one to the plate. There's a bunt laid down third base side. The beauty there. Santarelli picks it up. His throw is to first base. Not in time. He is safe down here at first base. They went down to third base line, and the ball just kind of dies out there in the infield grass. Good wheels there by Josh Monnet, who beats out the throw at first base. That's going to be an infield single there by Josh Mont. Moves the base runner along to second base on the play, and now Sean McCartney comes up there next. A beautifully placed bunt there by Josh Mont. About 20 feet or so down the line at third base, and it just kind of dies out there in the infield grass. Santarelli goes out to hop on it, throws it to first base, but it's not in time. And Concordia's got something going again here in the fourth inning with runners on at first and second base and nobody out. Here's McCartney, the catcher, coming up there next. His batting average at 183 on the season. Fruchtel throws one to the plate. It's going to be onside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to McCartney. He's struck out back there in inning number two. So the Bulldogs now with four hits in the ball game, three runs in. Hastings will now pinch in at the first base side. Drew Clark in on the infield grass. McCartney squares around the bunt, lays it down there. Clark grabs the ball, and he looks at third, then throws it to first. That's going to be in time. Looked like he wanted to maybe chop down Kambir over here at third base. But instead gets the easy out over here at first. Covering the bag there was the second baseman, Jake Steets. So McCartney is retired in the play. They move the base runners along to second and third base. As the sacrifice works there, now Alex Cargan comes to the plate next. Cargan is 0 for 2 so far today in this ballgame. He's up there for the third time already here in the fourth inning. Concordia's got only one man out here in the fourth, and runners are on at second and third base. Looking down to their total here, 3-0 is the score. The Dogs have the lead. Cargan started the day with a batting average of 303 as he stumps in there. Again, in the right-hand batter's box, Fruchtel working from the stretch. He's got his sign. Here's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Cargan wanted to pull the trigger and did not. No balls and one strike to Alex Cargan for Concordia. Cargan is 5'9", a sophomore out of Laywood, Kansas. Cargan waiting for the next pitch here from A.J. Fruchtel. A.J. is at the belt. Now throws one to the plate. That ball's going to be popped up. Out in center field, Connor Thomas settles under it. Thomas makes the catch. The runner's going to tag at third base. Here comes a throw in from Thomas. It is cut off. The throw to the plate is not going to be in time. Now a runner goes to third base. A head first slide down there. That's not in time. So Cargan flies out to the center fielder, Connor Thomas. Tagging up at third base on the play and scoring is going to be Zach Lambeer. Tagging up at second base and moving down to third on the play is going to be Josh Mott. So Concordia has now got four runs in here in the ballgame. There's two outs in the fourth inning. A runner is on at third base, and that's going to bring up A.J. Peterson next, the third baseman. Concordia very aggressive on the base pads here in this opening ball game between the Broncos and the Bulldogs. They continue to put the pressure on Hastings here in this opener. There's a pitch to A.J. Peterson. It's going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Hastings with their number one pitcher out there today, and A.J. Frankel. And Concordia has gotten to him here. 4-0 is the score. Here's the next pitch. Can be fouled away here at the plate. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Peterson started the day with a batting average of .333. As he steps back in there, Peterson, a sophomore from Tampa, Florida, 5'8". Here's the next pitch, a check swing, and ball gets away from Santorelli, but it comes back to the screen, a check swing. So staying at third base is going to be Josh Montz. The count is no balls and two strikes, two men out. Peterson waiting on the pitch. Here it comes. It could be outside. Down low, the fastball misses. One ball and two strikes now to Peterson. Concordia scored two runs in the first inning, one more in the third. They've added one more here in the fourth inning. Hastings with only one base hit so far in the contest. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss, and Frankel gets out of the inning. Peterson strikes out. That's going to be strikeout number three. Check that, strikeout number four in the ball game for A.J. Frankel. But again, Concordia adds another run here in the fourth. They score one run on one base hit, one error on Hastings, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score, Concordia 4, Hastings College nothing.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 4-0 is the score. Concordia has got the lead over the Broncos here in the first half of the doubleheader. Hastings batting in the bottom of the fourth. Mitch Marquardt leading things off. He is falling behind, and no balls and two strikes are off of the bat. Here comes the next pitch, a little check swing. Head out to the shortstop, and he bobbles the ball, and Marquardt is going to be safe. Little check swing, a slow roller got by the pitcher, J.D. Jurgensen. Josh Mott tries to field it on the grassy portion of the infield there for the Dogs and can't do it. So Mitch Marquardt gets a board on the error on Concordia. Hastings has got four errors already in the contest. That's the first one of the Dogs, and maybe this will ignite Hastings offensively. Only one base hit for Hastings so far in the ballgame. That was a leadoff double by Trenton Neal. McGee comes up there next. He grounded out his first time up there. He'll take a strike here on the outside corner, nothing and one. Drew McGee for the Broncos, a freshman from Longmont, Colorado. McGee hitting .292 on the season thus far. Marquardt is down at first base. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball and a quick throw down to first base. Not in time. Scampering back in there is Marquardt. The count now with one ball and one strike to Drew McGee. Hastings has not swiped a lot of bases so far this year. They're just 14 out of 19 in stealing bases. That's not their game, so to speak. Marquardt, he's over there right now at first base. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Out of the 14 stolen bases, Marquardt has got five of them. In fact, Mitchell Marquardt is 5-for-5 in stealing bases. He stays put here as the next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And the count is at two balls and two strikes. Now to Drew McGee. Hastings trailing in the ballgame 4-0 to Concordia. An all-important doubleheader here for the Broncos as Hastings tries to scratch their way into the postseason tournament next week. Marquardt again takes his lead at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away. Here at the plate, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings College softball tonight. They're playing in Mitchell, South Dakota against the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. This is the final regular season series for Hastings College here tonight. A home series against the Concordia Bulldogs, a team that's below them right now in the conference standings. There's the next ball hit by the second baseman in the center field. Gargan can't grab it around the bag at second. On his way to third is going to be Marquardt. And Marquardt's going to stay put there. Staying at first base on the play is going to be Drew McGee. So McGee gets a single right by the second baseman, Alex Cargan, into center field. Marquardt moves around to third base on the play. That's going to bring up Jake Steets next. So now the Broncos have runners at the corners at first and third. There's nobody out here in the fourth inning of play as Jake Steets comes to the plate next. He lined out to the shortstop his first time up there. No score between Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan. They're at the top of the third inning in softball. 0-0 Hastings and DWU in Mitchell, South Dakota today, heading to the top of the third. There comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count here to Jake Steets. Start of the day with a batting average of 301 for Hastings College. Broncos trying to get on the scoreboard here. They're trailing 4-0 here. Here comes the next pitch by Jurgensen. Nope, he's going to throw it over to first base. Back in there is going to be McGee. So Drew is down there at first base, and Mitch Marquardt is on at third base. Jake Steets trying to drive one home here for the Broncos to get Hastings on the scoreboard. Here comes the next pitch to him, a bouncing ball. Grabbed there by Jurgensen. He's going to go to second base. It's going to be thrown into center field. And a run comes in to score for Hastings. Jake Steets gets aboard. That's going to be an error on the pitcher. J.D. Jurgensen, he throws that one to second base and way off of the mark. That was the runner from third base to come in to score. Everybody's going to be safe on the play. So Marquardt scores. McGee is on the board at second base. Steets is 1-1 game here. Action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And now Drew Clark comes to the plate next. So this inning started with an error. McGee got a single. Jake Steets then gets aboard as the pitcher throws the ball into the center field for the second error of the inning. And now the head coach for Concordia is going to come out and have a couple of words with this pitcher, J.D. Jurgensen, who has been relatively good here in this contest today. Broncos went down in order in the second inning, went down in order in the third. Only a leadoff double in the first inning of play to Trenton Neal. But down for the first time today, J.D. Jurgensen getting in a little bit of trouble here thanks to an error on his infield. The base hit by Drew McGee and then another error chalked up to himself. Jurgensen is going to stay in there for now. Coming to the plate now for the Broncos is going to be Drew Clark. Clark, he fouled out to the third baseman his first time up there back in inning number two. Clark started the day with a batting average of 307. So Hastings trying to do some damage here in this fourth inning, get back into the ballgame. They're trailing 4-1. Still nobody out with runners on at first and second base. Jurgensen working from the stretch here. In this fourth inning, looks at second, offers one to the plate. That ball's hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Goss picks it up out there. And now Steve Sponberg is going to wave this base runner home. And he scores easily. And the Broncos get their second run of the ballgame. So Drew Clark hammers one home to in the center field. A hard hit ball. J.D. Jurgensen, the pitcher, had to hop away from that one. That was into center field. Drew McGee actually stopped at the third base. And Steve Sponberg had to wave him home. A little indecision there with McGee. Sponberg waves him home, and that's the second run of the ballgame. And here comes Eric Antilla to the plate next. So that's going to be a single for Drew Clark to drive one home. Runners on at first and second base now for Hastings. Steets is on at second. Drew Clark is on at first. Here's the next pitch to Antilla. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. Eric Antilla now looking at a count of 1-1. So Hastings on the scoreboard here. They've sliced his deficit in half now here in this fourth inning. It's a 4-2 contest. This one, that's 7 innings here in game number 1 tonight. In action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jurgensen's next pitch is swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike, but it's going to be 1-2 here to Eric Antilla. And Tillman started the day with a batting average of .222. He's got four base hits and 18 trips to the plate so far this year. He has scored one run, no home runs, and one RBI. Batting here in the right-hand batter's box, Jurgensen comes to the belt, looks at the runner at second, offers one to the plate, breaking pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's now going to be two balls and two strikes here to Eric Antilla, the designated hitter for Hastings. Antilla's got two base on balls. He's got one strikeout so far this year. Looking for a big hit here to maybe drive home Jake Steets at second base. Next pitch, a slow curveball. It's going to miss. That's now three balls and two strikes. Jurgensen doesn't throw the ball real hard here for Concordia, but he's right around the strike zone most of the time. He's worked the count full here on Eric Antilla, three balls and two strikes. Nobody out in the fourth, and the Broncos have two runs in. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. Strikeout in the ball game here for Eric Antilla. And that's going to be strikeout number one in the contest for J.D. Jurgensen. That's going to bring up Tanner Campbell next. Campbell, he grounded out his first time up there in inning number two, so he's 0 for 1 today. So out of the day with a batting average of .303. Campbell's got 23 base hits and 76 trips to the plate coming into the baseball game here this afternoon. Jurgensen will go to work on him, again working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second, throws one to the plate. Another curveball that's going to miss inside. One ball and no strikes to Campbell of Hastings. Tanner, last night of the doubleheader against the Doan College Tigers, was 3 out of 4 at the plate. One run scored, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout in the ball game against the Tigers. He pops this one up left center field. Going over is going to be Goss, the center fielder, and he makes the catch. The runners stay put. Tanner Campbell flies out to left center. That's the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Connor Thomas next, the center fielder. Thomas, he flew out to the second baseman in short right field. First time up there in inning number 3. Thomas last night against Doan was 0 out of 4, had 3 strikeouts. So Connor Thomas in the number 8 position here for the Broncos will come to the plate in inning number 4. Base runners are still on at first and second base for Hastings in a 4-2 ball game now. As Thomas comes to the plate, his batting average to start today was at .267. Thomas with 12 base hits and 45 trips to the plate. J.D. Jurgensen from the stretch throws into the plate. That's going to be onside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Connor Thomas. If he can get aboard, we'll see Tanner Santarelli at the top of the order again and Trenton Neal. This is the 7th guy to come to the plate here for Hastings in inning number 4. Thomas waits on the pitch as he opens up his stance a little bit over here. Jurgensen kicks and fires. The ball is going to be popped up. Right side over here in foul territory. First baseman comes over across the line. That's Calm Beard. He grabs the ball, and the inning is over. So Hastings getting a couple of runs back here in the fourth inning. They scored 2 in the fourth inning. 2 runs on 2 base hits. Couple of errors on the Concordia Bulldogs. And 2 men left on base. We go to inning number 5 here this afternoon with a score. Concordia 4, Hastings College 2.
Are you short on money? Then stop by Cash and Go at 303 North Burlington in Hastings and get up to $425 today. If you're in a hurry, call ahead at 462-6464 and be pre-approved by phone. New customers, mention this ad and there'll be no fee on your first $100. Cash and Go in Hastings also cashes checks, and Cash and Go customers come first. Cash and Go at 3rd in Burlington in Hastings. Call 462-6464 to get pre-approved on the phone. 462-6464.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball, or Hastings College baseball, coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS from the Smith Complex. Hastings is trailing Concordia now by a score of 4-2. Franco comes back out to throw for Hastings in inning number 5 as Concordia comes to the plate. Andrew Yarrell, the designated hitter. Daniel Wilkerson, the right fielder. Cameron Goss, the center fielder. 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order to come on to face Fruchtel and the Broncos. And immediately the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes here to Andrew Yarrell. He's been on base both times here in this contest. Had a single, scored a run in the first inning. Single, scored a run in the third. And there's a ball hit hard again in straightaway center field. Connor Thomas goes back and it goes off of his glove out there in center field right in front of the fence. Around the bag at second. On his way to third is going to be Yarrell. He slides in there safely and a leadoff hit there for Andrew Yarrell. Connor Thomas goes all the way back against the wall just in front of the 374-foot mark. It goes bouncing off of his glove out there, and Yarrell, some good speed. He got all the way around to third base on the play. Yarrell gets a triple on the play. And the Bulldogs have got something going again, something brewing here in the fifth inning as Andrew Yarrell leads off the ball game with a triple to right center field. Connor Thomas went a long way and actually got his glove on it, right in front of the sign there, but it goes bouncing out of his glove. They give him a base hit in the ball game and a triple. Andrew Yarrell is on board at third base. Daniel Wilkerson comes to the plate next. Wilkerson is hit into, well, he reached on an error and then got erased off of the base pads, was picked off back during the third inning of play. Flew out to center field in inning number one, so he's actually 0 for 2 here tonight. So on the day with a batting average of .289. Concordia with a base runner at third base. Nobody out here in the fifth inning. The Dogs lead the Broncos by a score of 4-2. Next pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1 now to Daniel Wilkerson. He is the right fielder. Goss is coming up there next, and we'll see Taylor Dudley. Concordia scores 2 runs in the first inning of play. 1 born in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and now they're threatening again here in the 5th with a runner on at 3rd. There's a high fly ball again out towards center field. Connor Thomas goes back. Thomas goes back. He settles under it and makes the catch this time. Tagging up at third base and coming in to score is going to be Andrew Yarrell. That's now a 5-2 ball game in favor of the Dogs. So Wilkerson does his job as he gives that ball a ride out to deep center field. Connor Thomas grabs it out there for the out this time. But scoring easily is going to be Yarrell. It's a 5-2 contest now. Cameron Gons comes to the plate next for Concordia. Gons, he has reached on an error, and he's flown out to right field. He's 0-2 so far in this ball game. Here's the pitch by A.J. Fruchtel. It's going to be outside for a ball. Concordia has lost 6 games in a row coming into this contest here tonight. Hastings has lost 4 in a row. Both of these teams trying to stay alive for a postseason berth next week in the GPAC Conference Tournament. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. 2 balls and no strikes now to Goss. Start of the day with a batting average of .295 in the season. Fruchtel's next pitch is a fastball and a swing and a miss. Big swing there by Cameron Goss. Comes up empty. 2-1 the count. Goss is from Tucson, Arizona. 6'2" and a senior for the Bulldogs. Stands in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is hit on the ground toward Mark Ward. It's short. He grabs it. Goes to first base. It's in time. So Mark Ward makes the play on the ball at shortstop. That's going to be 2 men out now here in the fifth inning. And that's going to bring up Taylor Dudley next. He is a left fielder. Dudley started the day with a batting average of .339. He is 0-2 so far in this ball game. He's reached on an error, and he has struck out once. Rockwell has got 3 strikeouts in the ball game so far today. Rockwell winds and delivers here. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. Another big cut there by Taylor Dudley. Fruchtel has only walked 1 guy here in the contest. Check that. 2 walks for Fruchtel. He's got 3 strikeouts. 4 strikeouts for Fruchtel. Now he's head on the count here at 1-2. Taylor Dudley, the number 6 hitter. And the batting order, here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be lifted again to center field, and it could fall in here. It does. Connor Thomas grabs it out there in center field. That's going to be a base hit there for Taylor Dudley. Thomas playing relatively deep out there in center field. That's a little blooper out there just behind the bag at second. Thomas could not get there. So a base hit here for the Concordia Bulldogs, their second base hit of this inning. And now Zach Combier comes to the plate next. Beery reached on an error back there in the fourth inning, came around to score. out of Beeson Balls in inning number one. So he's officially 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Start of the day with a batting average of 315. Taylor Dudley down there at first base. Here's the pitch to the plate. He's going to be outside and high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Tanner Santorelli up behind the plate in a hurry there, looking down toward first base, but Taylor Dudley is back in there. 5-2 is the score. If you're just joining us, the Concordia Bulldogs in an important series here. Got the lead over Hastings. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. McGee, Marquardt, Steets, and Clark in the infield for Hastings from third to first. Neil Thomas and Campbell in the outfield. From left to right, Tanner Santorelli behind the plate. A.J. Frechtel is on the mound for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Frechtel hasn't pitched since last Friday when they had that doubleheader at Nebraska Wesleyan, so he's well rested, but he's definitely not with his A game so far here in this contest today. Next pitch is going to be up high for another ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls, and now Concordia's got runners on at first and second base. Walk number three by Frechtel. And he's got four strikeouts. Christian Schneider expected to throw for Hastings in game number two today, but now head coach Steve Sponberg is going to make his way out of the dugout here for Hastings. What do you do? This is basically your number one pitcher. He's been the most consistent all season long, but he's running into a jam here in this ball game here today. Again, Christian Schneider expected to start game number two here today. The Broncos need to pull out all the stops. They need at least one win here to qualify for the GPAC tournament next week, and Frechtel is expected to get the start if Hastings makes it to the conference tournament in game number one. So you got your ace out there. You might as well ride the horse, so to speak. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 5-2. Frechtel is going to stay out there. As the coach gives Frechtel a little pat on the hiney, and he's back to his third base dugout here. Josh Mott comes to the plate next for Concordia. Mott has reached on a fielder's choice. He's got a single so far in the ball game. Singled back there in the fourth inning. So the Bulldogs have two men out here in the fifth. One run is in. Runners on at first and second base. And now Josh Mott, who brought an average of 231 to the park here this afternoon, will come to the plate next for the Concordia Bulldogs. He bats from the right-hand side as Frechtel works from the stretch. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Frechtel throws some heat there, and it's right across the center portion of the plate for a strike. Nothing in one to Josh Mott. Mott is a freshman out of Greeley, Colorado for the Dogs. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Josh. Sean McCartney would be next, and in the top of the order, and Alex Cargan. The Concordia Bulldogs trying to pull one off here in game number one. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner as they nibble away here. And the count is now sitting at 1-2 to Josh Mott. Mott backs out of the batter's box. Now he's ready to go again. Digs back in from the right-hand side. Frechtel from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second. Offers one to the plate. Ball hit toward right field. Coming out is Campbell. He can't get there. It's going to fall for a base hit. Here comes the run to the plate. It's going to score. And runners will be at first and third base. So a little blooper to right field. Tanner Campbell again cannot come up to grab the ball there. Josh Mott drives home another run for the Bulldogs. Coming around from second base to score is going to be Taylor Dudley. That makes it a 6-2 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs. Around the third base on the play is going to be Zach Combier. Mott stays at first base. And now Sean McCartney comes to the plate next for the Bulldogs. He laid down his sacrifices last time up there in the fourth inning, struck out in the second. So two runs in now for Concordia. 6-2 is the score here in the fifth inning. Here's Frechtel's next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. McCartney started the day with a batting average of 183. And Concordia, not a explosive team offensively, hitting only 285 as a team, but they're getting the timely hits here today. Six runs in against our ace and A.J. Frechtel. Here comes A.J.'s next pitch. That ball is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 and no strikes. Hastings losing 4 games already this week. 2 to Midland on Monday. 2 more last night to the conference leaders in Doan. Now a trailing here to Concordia in the first game of 2. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike down to Sean McCartney for the Concordia Bulldogs. McCartney has got 15 base hits and 82 trips to the plate so far this year. For the Dogs, no home runs, 19 RBIs. There goes the runner at first base, and they got him picked off. There's a throw down to second. They got him in a rundown between first and second. Now the runner from third base is going to come in to score. He's going to score as the catcher, Santarelli, bobbles the ball, and Concordia pulls off another one. Zach Combeer comes in to score for the Dogs. It makes it a 7-2 ball game. They had a runner tied up between first and second base. The runner sneaks home down there at third base. The throw came in to Santarelli, the catcher. He bobbles the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. And now McCartney is looking at a count here of two balls and one strike. So there is going to be chalked up there for Hastings, allowing that run to score. Next pitch to McCartney is going to be outside for a ball, three balls and one strike. Hastings with five errors in this ball game. We're just in the fifth inning. Here comes the next pitch by Frechtel. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. He just rears back and throws some heat there. Now they count it three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count here. There's two men out for Concordia in this fifth inning of play. In fact, all the damage has been done with two outs. And now another walk given up here. As that pitch is going to be outside, that's going to be the fourth walk of the ball game now for Frontal. Four walks, four strikeouts. Concordia's got three runs in here in this fifth inning. Base runners on at first and second base again. McCartney is on at first base, and Josh Mond is on at second base. And here comes Alex Cargan, the top of the order, back up there for the Bulldogs. This is the fourth time he's been up there. Struck out once, popped one back to the pitcher, and flew out to center field. He's 0 for 3 so far today. Batting average to start today was at 303. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. A.J. Peterson swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Bulldogs. And going in the first base dugout here this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch. Hit on the ground towards second. Fielded there by Steets. He's got it. He goes to first base, and the inning is over. Cargan, he grounds out to the second baseman, Jake Steets. But again, eight guys come to the plate in the fifth inning of play. Concordia plates three more runs. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The score is Concordia 7, Hastings College 2.
You've known Quiznos for their toasted subs for over 30 years. But what do you get when you fuse Quiznos' same bold flavor with cavatappi pasta? You guessed it, a pastarific flavor transformation. Now introducing Quiznos' new Toasty Pastas, coming in hot with six mouth-watering flavors, including mac and cheese with lobster and seafood, meatball marinara, and pesto chicken, all made with cavatappi pasta and mouth-watering mozzarella, then toasted to bring out the flavor. Quiznos, we're getting toastier.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike, and when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia has 7 runs, 7 base hits, 2 errors. They've left 6 so far in the ball game. Hastings with 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 errors. They've left 3. 7-2. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings, and really a must-win series here for Hastings. They got to pick up at least one win here, either this game or the next one, to qualify for the conference tournament. If not, they got to wait and see what happens on a busy Saturday in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings wants to take care of business, but so far, things are not falling their way here. We head to inning number 5. Tanner Santarelli will lead things off for Hastings. Trenton Neal will follow him, then Mitch Marquardt. Santarelli, number 9 in the batting order. He pops this one up out in the right field, drifting back as the right fielder, and he makes the catch. Out there for the Dogs, that's Daniel Wilkerson. So Tanner Santarelli flies out to right field for the first out of inning number 5. Hastings with 3 hits in the ball game. Trenton Neal, he had a double to lead off the contest. Drew Clark, he had a single. Drew McGee had a single, both in the fourth inning. hits have been far and in between here in this ball game for the Broncos. That's been the story all week long. Trenton Neal comes up there next. He is 1-for-2. In addition to that double, he grounded out in inning number 3. Grounded out to the second baseman. He will take a pitch there for a strike. Here comes the next one from Jurgensen. A curve ball is going to be in there for another strike. No balls and 2 strikes to Trenton Neal. He's our leading hitter. Start of the day with a batting average of .338 on the season. Neal in the series against the Tigers yesterday, 4 out of 6. As the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. Neal 4 out of 6 against the Tigers yesterday with 2 RBIs and a walk. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Trenton Neal. Mark Ward is due up next, and then Drew McGee. Hastings down in order a couple of times here in this ball game in the second and third. Actually put 2 runs across the plate the last time up in inning number 4. Now they're trailing again by a score of 7-2. There's a hard hit ball to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. Diving for the ball was the first baseman, Zach Combeer, but he couldn't come down with it. That is through his glove in the right field as Wilkerson picks it up. So the hot-hitting Trent Neal continues his toward pace here at the plate. As he gets a single, his second hit of the ball game here, he gets aboard with 1 man out. Now if Hastings can string together a few hits here, we can get back into the ball game. Mitch Marquardt comes up there next. Marquardt has flown out to a center field so far in this ball game. Reached on an error in the fourth and came around to score one of the 2 runs. There's a pitch to him, hit to the left side. Diving for the ball is a third baseman. Peterson, he goes to second, and he drops the ball at second base. They're trying for the force out at second. Peterson's throw is right on the money, but Alex Cargan, he drops the ball at second base, and everybody's going to be safe. So Marquardt's going to reach on the fielder's choice, and error chalked up there to the second baseman for dropping the ball. Marquardt gets aboard at first, and now the Broncos have runners on at first and second. That's going to be the third error of the ball game for Concordia. Hastings has got 5. Drew McGee comes up there next for Hastings. He is 1-for-2 so far today with a single back there in the fourth. J.D. Jurgensen is your pitcher. Here comes the breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and 1. McGee started the day with a batting average of .292. Trying to help that out here with this at-bat here in the fifth inning. A single, scored a run in the fourth, and again he grounded out in inning number 1. Jurgensen working from the stretch. He's at the belt, offers one to the plate, hit back up through the middle. Knocked down. Dope is going to get through the first base hit. Cargan tries to grab it at second. Around the bag at third base, coming home is going to be Trent Neal. The throw comes in, throwing down to second base. On the play is going to be McGee, and he is in there. Do they have him down there? Yes, they do. Drew McGee is out at second base, but a run comes in to score. Trent Neal works his way all the way around from a second base to score to make it a 7-3 ball game. Mark Ward ends up at third base on the play for Hastings. Drew McGee, trying to get to a second base on the play, is thrown out down there. So now there's a 2 men out. A run is in. The Broncos have a base runner at third base. And Jake Steets will come to the plate next. So now it's a 7-3 ball game. Drew McGee is caught there at second base trying to stretch his single. And extra bases as the Bulldogs chop him down there at second base. And now the pitch to Jake Steets is going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to our second baseman. The Broncos have a run in, but they're still trailing in the contest by a score of 7-3. Here comes the next pitch by Jurgensen. It's going to nick the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 it counts. Beautiful night here for college baseball. It was 72 degrees. That's a game time. Little if any wind, southwest breeze at about 15, but certainly a very enjoyable night for college baseball action here in the final regular season series for the Broncos here at the Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1 the counts. For the renovation of Duncan Field, the Broncos will play their entire home schedule for the 2014 season out here at the Smith Complex. There's Jurgensen again, winds and delivers from the full windup this time. His pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Drew Clark would be next, and then Eric Antilla. Hastings trying to get something going here in this 7-inning ball game. We're in the fifth right now. The Broncos trailing in the contest, 7-3. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So a baseline ball is delivered up there by Jurgensen. Steets heads down to the bag at first base, and that's going to bring up Drew Clark next. That is actually the first walk of the ball game given up by Jurgensen. So now there's two men out here in the inning. Drew Clark will come to the plate next. He's got an RBI single in the fourth inning. And he's fouled out to the third baseman back there in the second. So he's one for two today. So on the day with a batting average of 307. There's a slow curve ball that's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. Nothing in one. And Tilla is due out there next. Seats is on at first base. Mark Ward is on at third base for Hastings. Jurgensen's next pitch to the plate is going to be outside down low. Good stop there by the catcher, Sean McCartney. Keeps the ball in front of him. Keeps the runners at the bags at first and third for Hastings. The count down here at the plate on Drew Clark is at one ball and one strike. Center fielder is Cameron Gauss. He's pulled around a couple of steps out there in the center field as he looks on in the bright sunshine. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward first, fielded there by Combeer. He goes over and touches the bag, and the inning is over. Clark knocks that one right to the first baseman. It makes the easy play on the ball. Hastings scores one run in the fifth inning of play. On a total of two hits, one error on the Concordia Bulldogs, and two men left on base. We head to inning number six with a score. Concordia 7, Hastings College 3.
Lots of candidates talk tough. One candidate for attorney general has walked the walk, Brian Bisher. As an attorney, Brian has defended the rights of Nebraska farmers and ranchers against the Obama administration, fought for our water rights and prosecuted violent criminals. A pro-life, fiscal conservative, and fourth-generation Nebraskan, Brian Bisher.
I'm running for attorney general because Nebraska families deserve a fighter who will stand up to the Obama administration, keep violent criminals behind bars, and protect the rights of the unborn. I grew up on a farm. I've used my law degree to fight the Obama administration and protect Nebraska farmers and ranchers. As attorney general, I'll defend Nebraska against intrusions from the federal government, and I'll continue the fight against Obamacare. As a dad, I care about keeping our communities safe. One of my top priorities will be reforming the Good Time Law. Violent, repeat criminals should not receive good time sentence reductions. I'm Brian Bisher, and I'm asking for your support for Attorney General.
Paid for by citizens to elect Brian Bisher. BrianBisher.com.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska's softball, they win tonight over Michigan State, winning by a score of 2-0. Game number two of that series is coming up tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Baseball, Nebraska is playing Michigan. And the Wolverines have got the lead 1-0 over the Huskers as they head to the bottom half of the third inning. Hastings College trailing here to Concordia 7-3 as we head to inning number six here tonight. Concordia batting here in the sixth inning. This is A.J. Peterson up there. He takes a whack at the first pitch and he misses. Nothing and one to A.J. He's a third baseman here for the Dogs. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Peterson so far, he's got a single. He's walked in. He's also struck out in the ball game. A.J. Frechtel continues the throw here for Hastings College as the next pitch is going to be fouled away. First base side, one ball and two strikes. Frechtel has got four walks so far in the ball game. He's got four strikeouts. Concordia's got seven runs and seven base hits on the board. Hastings trailing by the score of 7-3. Next pitch is going to be down low, and the ball gets away from Santorelli, but no damage done here. Nobody on the base pads, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. So 2, 3, and 4 coming up here in the batting order for Concordia. That's Peterson, Yarrell, and Wilkerson. Then we'll see Cameron Gauss. They get something going here in the sixth. Here's Frechtel's next pitch. It's going to be down low for another ball, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count here to A.J. Peterson. Started the day with a batting average of .333. Frechtel's next pitch is on the way. The ball's going to be hit toward third. Fielded there by McGee, and his throw across the diamond is way over the head of the first baseman, Drew Clark. Another error on Hastings. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Peterson. And another base runner for the Bulldogs. Error number six in the ball game for Hastings as Drew McGee threw that one across the diamond. Jolly Green Giant couldn't have caught that one at the first base pad there for Hastings. Way overthrown by McGee. Six errors on the Broncos. And Andrew Yarrell comes to the plate next. when you're as challenged offensively as Hastings is, you can ill afford to give Concordia too many chances here, and that's what the Broncos are doing with six errors in this first ball game. Andrew Yarrell comes to the plate next. He takes a look at the pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Yarrell so far in the ball game with a single, another single, and a triple. He has scored all three times he's been up there. Base runner is on at second base. That's A.J. Peterson as the next pitch comes to the plate. That's going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and two strikes now to Andrew Yarrell. He started the day with a batting average of .341. Working from the stretch again is going to be A.J. Frechtel. He throws another fastball to the plate. He nicks the inside corner there. 2-1 the count. Hastings played with a lot of pomp in the second ball game last night against Doan. Lost to the conference leaders 4-3 last night. Had a chance to maybe win that ball game with a ninth, but we're not seeing the same sort of pomp in the Broncos lineup here today. In any phase of the game, offensively, defensively, or on the pitching staff. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It is now three balls and one strike. Christian Schneider expected to get the start for Hastings in game number two here today. Hastings is trailing in this ball game by a score of 7-3. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. Runners are on now at first and second base. That's going to be walk number five in the ball game. Given up by A.J. Frechtel. I don't know what the choices are for head coach Steve Sponberg when you got your ace battling here. Now the coach is going to make his way out of the dugout on the third base side. You got your ace struggling a little bit in the ball game with his control, and you're down 7-3. You yank him out and go to the bullpen. The Bronco bullpen has not been very good this year either. Although Addison Ives threw a pretty good contest last night for 3 1/3 innings in the contest against Doan. We shall see as Steve Sponberg is having a conference, and we're going to have a pitching change coming up here. A pitching change coming up. Looks like Eric Antilla is going to come on for Hastings. He was one of the starters on a Monday in the ball game against the Midland. And lost the decision there, but pitched pretty well. So we got a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College. We will take a break. We are in the sixth inning of play. Broncos are trailing. It's Concordia out on top of Hastings by a score of 7-3. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Toyota and Honda are among the best-selling new cars in America. So it's no surprise that Toyota and Honda are among America's favorite pre-owned cars, too.
This is Ryan Snyder from Cornhusker Autoplex in Grand Island. Our pre-owned cars and trucks are unmatched anywhere.
You can choose from a tremendous selection of pre-owned Toyotas and Hondas, both cars and trucks, along with plenty more, all in one place. Cornhusker Autoplex, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey,
whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey,
hey, oh, yeah. Woo, we're moving.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
So Eric Antilla comes on now for A.J. Frechtel in the sixth inning. Antilla, 6'2", 190-pounder from Littleton, Colorado. Again, he pitched on Monday in the ball game against the Midland when Hastings lost the ball game by a score of 2-0. Antilla went all nine innings. That was the second half of the doubleheader on Monday. He gave up 7 hits and 2 runs, one of those earned, 2 base on balls and 4 strikeouts. So Antilla making his second appearance of the week here as his team is in trouble in this crucial series with the Concordia Bulldogs. They're trailing by a score of 7-3. There's a bunt laid down, fielded by Antilla. He goes to third base. They got the lead runner down there. That was close as Wilkerson lays down a bunt. Right back to the pitcher, Eric Antilla, who goes to the third baseman, Drew McGee, to catch the force out, and A.J. Peterson. So that is the first out of the inning. Wilkerson is aboard at first base. Yarrow moves along to second base in the play. And Cameron Goss comes to the plate next here for the Bulldogs. So Eric Antilla is now on the mound for Hastings College. They're trying to shut the door on any potential Bulldog threat here in this sixth inning. There's a swing and a miss by Goss. He falls behind it. No balls and one strike. Antilla is actually 0-5 on the season. Earned run average is at 5.86. Coming into the ball game, he had thrown more innings than anybody else in the staff. He's got 50 2/3 in the book so far this year, giving up 68 hits, 40 runs, 33 of those earned, 20 base on balls, and 25 strikeouts. Team's batting .332 against him. There's a breaking pitch by Antilla. It's going to stay out wide for a ball, 1-1 the count. So A.J. Fruchtel goes 5 innings today, gives up 7 runs, 5 walks, 7 hits, 4 strikeouts. If the guy at second base gets home, they would be charged to his statistics. Here's the next pitch to the play. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Cameron Goss for Concordia. Taylor Dudley would be next. This is the first game of 2 tonight between the Bulldogs and the Broncos. But a lengthy ball game. We're in the 6th inning of play. Here's the next pitch, swung on and fouled back to the screen. And the count now is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. A game number 2 coming up here. That'll be a 9-inning affair here tonight. Broncos trailing in this ball game on a score of 7-3. Here comes the next pitch by Eric Antilla. It's going to be outside for a ball. That is now 3 balls and 2 strikes, so they have worked to count full here on Cameron Goss. Goss, 6'2", and a senior from Tucson, Arizona. He's playing out in center field for the Bulldogs here defensively tonight. Eric Antilla from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. A swing and a miss. He strikes him out. So Cameron Goss goes down. The first strikeout of the ball game for Antilla. And now we've got 2 men out. Runners are at first and second base. We got a force out on the base pads here as Taylor Dudley comes to the plate next. Dudley is a left-handed hitter. Antilla is a right-handed thrower here. Dudley 339 on the season to start the ball game. He's reached on an error. He has struck out once, and he's recorded a single. There's a hard-hit ball toward his center field. Moving over is going to be Thomas, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Taylor Dudley flies out to center field to end the inning. So Eric Antilla comes on here and shuts the door for Hastings as he gets a strikeout and a flyout here in this sixth inning. So we go to the bottom of the sixth. Concordia has still got the lead. It's the Bulldogs 7, Hastings College 3.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, the Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College softball team trailing Dakota Wesleyan 1-0 in the sixth inning. They're playing tonight up in Mitchell, South Dakota. So 1-0, Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over the Hastings College softball team tonight. Hastings College baseball team trailing Concordia 7-3 here at the Smith Complex. Hastings batting now in the bottom of the sixth inning. This is Eric Antilla coming to the plate. He started the day as a designated hitter. He's now on the pitcher's mound as he came on in relief in the last half of an inning as he sends that ball, spraying that one on the Foul sign on the first base side. Eric Antilla now with a count of no balls and two strikes. So we got 6, 7, and 8 coming up here for Hastings College to face J.D. Jurgensen, who has went all the way for Concordia so far. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1 and 2 the count. Jurgensen has got just one strikeout in the ball game, but Hastings has struggled offensively. They got only 5 base hits, 3 runs. Hastings scored 2 in the 4th and 1 in the 5th. The count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes now, and Eric Antilla, here's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for another ball. Broncos trying to get some pop now as they try to get the mole on their side here, trying to produce something here late in the ballgame. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count is full to Eric Antilla leading off the bottom of the 6th inning. Next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be on the right side of the diamond. Drifting over is going to be your second baseman, and he makes the catch. Alex Cargan, right on the edge of the outfield grass, makes the catch in the play. So Antilla was ahead of the count and then pops out to the second baseman for the first out here in the 6th inning. That's going to bring up Tanner Campbell next. Campbell is the right fielder. He's 0 for 2 so far today. He's grounded out once and he's flown out to center. Started the day with a batting average of 303. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball on the left-hander, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Campbell with 23 base hits and 76 trips to the plate so far this season. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and no strikes. So far, nobody up and throwing for the Dogs down in their bullpen. There's a ball hit to first base. Combeer grabs it, and he goes over and touches the bag. Tanner Campbell is going to ground down to the first baseman, Zach Combeer. And now Connor Thomas will stroll to the plate next for Hastings. Thomas is the center fielder. He's 0 for 2 so far today. He's flown out to the second baseman, and he's fouled out to the first baseman. He'll bat from the right-hand side, start of the day with a batting average of 267. 12 base hits and 45 trips to the plate for Thomas. He pops this one up on the first base side. Coming over, there's a first baseman, and he makes the catch. Combeer makes the catch for Concordia. Nearly ran into the first base coach over there, Blake Marquardt for Hastings. But Combeer works around the navigation there, and he makes the catch in foul territory right in front of the screen. So Connor Thomas, for the second time, the second straight time, fouls out to the first baseman. Hastings goes down in order in the 6th. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the 7th inning. The score is Concordia 7, Hastings College 3.
The Hastings Tribune has the spring sports covered. Bronco baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field. Tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Also, local sports stories are available on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Get in the game and subscribe to the Hastings Tribune. Our e-edition is free when you do. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
A common belief is that the water in our storm drains is filtered or treated before it makes its way into our rivers and lakes. But it isn't. Harsh chemicals on our lawns roll into the storm drains. Harmful pollutants enter our waterways. Wildlife dies. The water we boat in, swim in, and drink is soon contaminated. Click on the Nebraska H2O link at cityofhastings.org for helpful tips on reducing harmful waste. A service of the City of Hastings Solid Waste Department and Nebraska H2O.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the 7th inning of play here at the Smith Complex. First game of 2 here tonight between Hastings and Concordia. The Bulldogs put it 2 Hastings in game number 1 here tonight. 7-3 is the score. Zach Combeer, the first baseman, coming up there first. He takes a whack at this first pitch. It's going to be a swing and a miss. Nothing and 1 to Combeer. Here comes the second one from Antilla. That's in there for a strike. 0-2. Tom Beer in the ballgame so far has got a base on balls in the first. He has reached down an error in the 4th inning of play, came around to score. He's reached down a base on balls in the 5th and came around to score. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. A.J. Fracknell again goes the first 5 innings for Hastings, runs out of gas in the last inning. Eric Antilla came on and had the Broncos out of the inning. There's a ground ball toward first in foul territory. Count remains at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So again, if you're just joining us, Hastings is kind of in a must-win situation here for this series. One or two wins here tonight will put Hastings into the conference tournament next week. If they're swept by Concordia, Hastings will have to wait until the action tomorrow on the final day of the regular season to see if they're one of the top eight teams in the regular season standings to qualify. There's a pitch thrown in the outside corner for a strike, and Combier goes down as a strikeout victim. That's his second strikeout for Eric Antilla since coming on in the last inning. One out now here in the seventh inning of play. And the only other action in the GPAC tonight has Mount Marty playing at Briar Cliff. Mount Marty is one of the teams that are below Hastings in the standings. And a full slate of games on tap for tomorrow across the conference. There's a pitch in there for a strike on Josh Mott, who is up there now. Mott is the shortstop. He's got a couple of base hits tonight. Stolen base. He's reached on a fielder's choice. There's a strike in there. It's nothing and two to Josh Mott. Among the games tomorrow, Midland will play at Doan. That's the top two teams in the conference. Nebraska Wesleyan against Concordia, Briar Cliff and Morningside, Northwestern at Dort, and Dakota Wesleyan playing at Mount Marty. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Then after tomorrow night, the top eight teams in the regular season standings will head to Mitchell, South Dakota for the conference tournament beginning next Thursday. There's a ground ball toward third. McGee has got it. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. You got to hold your breath on every ground ball anymore. There's six errors that Hastings has recorded in this ball game tonight. McGee's got a couple of them, but he fields the ball there cleanly at third base and gets it across the diamond to Drew Clark to record the outs. Two up, two down here for Concordia. Sean McCartney, the catcher, comes up there next. McCartney has walked. He's laid down a sacrifice, and he has struck out once. Here's a pitch by Eric Antilla. It's going to be inside. McCartney dances away from that one, and it's one ball and no strikes. McCartney, the number nine hitter in the batting order here for the Dogs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, and it's one and one. Again, Eric Antilla making his second appearance of the week here. Pitched well through a complete game of the ball game on Monday, but lost to Midland by the score of 2-0. Next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. It's now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Hastings trying to get out of this seventh inning with no more damage done. They'll have their hands full. They'll have to come back in the bottom of the inning. They're trailing by the score of 7-3 here in this one. There's the ball poked toward right field. Tanner Campbell comes out, and he can't make the catch out there. He falls down with the ball in front of him, and it's going to be Tanner Campbell getting the ball back to the infield. The stopping at first base is going to be McCartney. That's going to be a base hit ruled there by Sean McCartney. That was a tough play by Tanner. He was playing deep out there at right field, trying to come in and make an acrobatic catch out there in right field, and it was bouncing off of his glove, but a base hit ruled there for Sean McCartney. The Bulldogs now with eight hits in the ball game. Here's the top of the order coming up there, and Alex Cargan. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time, but nearly wild there by the pitcher, Eric Antilla. Drew Clark making a nice play on the ball there over there at first base. So Concordia's got a base runner over there at first. They have had a base runner in every single inning tonight. At no time did Hastings put these guys down in order. So Concordia's had plenty of chances to even put more runs on the board. They've got a advantage right now, 7-3 over Hastings College. We're in the top half of the seventh. Broncos will have another shot at things in the bottom half of this inning with 9-1-2 scheduled up there. Antilla trying to get Hastings out of the inning here. Is the next pitch is going to be fouled away back to the screen by Alex Cargan. And the count here is going to go to no balls and two strikes. Cargan, he is in the leadoff spot here in the batting order, but he's 0-4 tonight. Struck out once. Popped one back to the pitcher. He's flown out to center field, and he's grounded out to second base. Next pitch is going to be outside. One ball and two strikes. Try to get Cargan to go after a bad pitch there, but he keeps the bat on the shoulder. One ball and two strikes for Alex Cargan. Base runner's on at first base. That's McCartney there. He goes at first. Pitch is going to be inside to throw down there from Santarelli. Is not going to be in time. Santarelli says that the batter interfered with him there in the right-hand batter's box, and now Steve Sponberg is going to come out and argue the same thing. Tanner Santarelli arguing that he was interfered with trying to get the ball down to second base, and now head coach Steve Sponberg is going to argue the same case here as he goes face-to-face here with the home plate umpire just to the left of the plate. A short conference at that. Svanberg heads to the third base dugouts. McCartney heads down to second base on the play. The count here at the plate is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes and 2 men out. Cargan with a chance to maybe drive another one home here in the seventh inning. Here's Antilla's pitch. It's going to be popped up. Going to stay here in the infield. Antilla moves over toward the foul line at first base to grab the ball, and the inning is over. Alex Cargan flies out to the pitcher to end the seventh inning of play. So Concordia scores no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning with a score. Concordia 7, Hastings College 3.
Monday mornings have gone to the dogs.
And cats.
That's right. Every Monday morning here on 1230 KHAS, Mike Will and myself will be joined by Ann Halbert over at Start Over Rover to introduce you to a new friend that's up for adoption at the shelter.
Boy, this is a real cutie that just walked in the front door.
Find Start Over Rover at startoverrover.org or at their Facebook page.
They're just still looking at him here. He looks like a little teddy bear in his face.
It's the Start Over Rover Pet of the Week Show.
Proudly sponsored by TLC Vet Care.
Every Monday morning at 8:30 right here on 1230. KHAS.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
With Hastings College softball tonight, Broncos 1 and Dakota Wesleyan 1. So their next inning's in Mitchell. So we're going to have a pinch hitter coming up here, Xander Schmidt. Is going to come up now for Hastings and bat in this number 9 position. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 7-3. Need to make something happen here in the seventh. As Xander Schmidt will come to the plate here for Hastings College. And the first pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. J.D. Jurgensen stays out there for the Concordia Bulldogs. He has went all the way. Xander takes a swing at the next one and he misses. Nothing in two. Xander Schmidt, of course, a local boy here. His batting average sitting at 130 on the season. 3 base hits and 23 trips to the plate for the Broncos this year. He's appeared in 14 games. Next pitch is going to be outside and just misses. And now the count is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Xander Schmidt from Hastings St. Cecilia, 185-pounder, 6-foot, freshman. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. And again, that one just misses. Now the count is even up with 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings trailing in the ball game 7-3. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today, so the Broncos will need 4 runs here to continue this ball game. Next pitch will be fouled away back here at the screen. Count remains here at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Xander Schmidt. Game number 2 will follow in about 25 minutes upon the conclusion of this one here tonight. It'll be a 9-inning affair. For the second game of the twin bill. Next pitch is swung on and again fouled away here at the plate by Xander Schmidt of Hastings. Schmidt has got 3 base on balls and he has struck out 3 times this year. He's got 1 RBI, no home runs. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be a curveball. It stays out wide for a ball. And now the count is 4 with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings trying to rally here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, but they're going to need some base runners. Xander Schmidt pinch hitting here in the seventh. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be drilled. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. So Xander Schmidt gets aboard here for Hastings. Xander stops at first base, and that's going to bring up Trenton Neal next. Neal, the leading hitter in the ball club, 338 is his batting average. He's got a couple of base hits already here in this contest. He had a double to lead off the Hastings half of the first. Then he grounded out in the third, and he's got a single in the fifth inning and scored a run. Nobody out here in the seventh inning. Hastings trailing by the score of 7-3. Xander Schmidt is down there at first base for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and the left-handed hitting Trenton Neal in the count 1 ball and no strikes. J.D. Jurgensen trying to finish things off here for the Bulldogs, and now some people up and starting to stir down there in the bullpen on the right field side for Concordia. Next pitch is going to be inside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Trent Neal for Hastings. Neal has struck out 15 times. He has walked 10 times. Looks like William Holbrook is up and throwing for Concordia. Next pitch is going to be inside for another ball. So three straight balls delivered up there to Trent Neal. So William Holbrook is the guy who's up and throwing, a junior from Tucson, Arizona, just in case J.D. Jurgensen runs out of gas here in the seventh. There's a next pitch. It could be right down the pipe there. Neal was taking all the way on that one. It's three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count with Xander Schmidt down there at first base for Hastings. Takes his lead. Here comes the next pitch to Neal. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. A long, hard hit ball that's up against the wall at 374 feet away. Schmidt around the bag at second, digging for third. He's going to be in there easily. And a hard hit ball by Trent Neal. A single for Neal. So that's his third hit of the ball game. That moves Xander Schmidt around to third base on the play. Now Hastings with runners at first and third. It's a 7-3 ball game. And now the head coach for Concordia makes his way out to the pitcher's mound here. And we'll see if J.D. Jurgensen lives to see another batter. And he's asking for the baseball right away. So J.D. Jurgensen is going to be done right here for the Concordia Bulldogs with nobody out in the seventh inning of play. We got a pitching change coming up here for Concordia. We'll take a break. The score, it's Concordia 7, Hastings College 3. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Be sure and join in on the fun on Saturday, April 26th at Healthy Kids Day at the Hastings Family YMCA from 1 to 3 p.m. This free community event will feature games, healthy cooking demonstrations, arts and crafts, and will motivate and teach families how to develop a healthy routine at home. Healthy Kids Day is sure to inspire kids to keep their minds and bodies healthy and active. It's Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Hastings 18th Street YMCA.
1230 KHAS.
All right, William Holbrook is going to come out of the bullpen here. They're trying to shut the door for Concordia. Holbrook is a 6'2" junior from Tucson, Arizona. He's thrown more innings than anybody on the staff, 58 and a third for Holbrook. His overall record is sitting at 2 wins and 7 losses on the season. ERA is 4.63. Out of the 58 innings, he's given up 63 base hits, 47 runs. 30 of those have been earned, 11 base on balls, 48 strikeouts. Teams are batting .264 against him. So Xander Schmidt leads off the bottom of the seventh inning with a single. Trent Neal falls in with a single to right center field. Xander is aboard at third base now. Trent Neal is on at first base. There's nobody out for Hastings. Here in the seventh inning, the Broncos are trailing by a score of 7-3, and a much-needed win here tonight. Mitch Marquardt will come to the plate next for Hastings, the number two guy in the batting order. Marquardt has reached on an error twice in the ball game, and he's flown out to center field, so he's officially 0-3 here in the ball game. With Xander down there at third base in scoring position for Hastings, Holbrook's pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So J.D. Jurgensen goes 6 innings. Gives up 3 runs so far, 7 base hits, 1 strikeout, 1 walk. And now it's Holbrook in there for Concordia with runners on at first and third base. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Shallow center field coming on, and that's going to be caught out there by Gauss. And staying at the third base on the play is going to be Xander Schmidt. That was a tough play by Cameron Gauss. Xander kind of had to play halfway there. Didn't know whether or not Gauss was going to catch that ball. He did. Marquardt is retired in the play. So going back to third base on the play is going to be Xander Schmidt. Still hanging at first is Trent Neal. So one out now in the seventh inning of play. Drew McGee comes up there next for Hastings. McGee is grounded out. He's got a single. He's got another single. He has scored a run. So he's 2-3 today. And here comes Holbrook as he looks at the runner at third base. Looks in. There's a plate. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Now it's going to be outside for a ball. One and oh the count. Down there at first base for Hastings is Trenton Neal. Xander Schmidt is on at third. The Broncos needing some base runners here in the seventh. They're trailing 7-3. Next pitch is a curve ball. It's going to be in there for a strike. No ball, or rather one ball and one strike to Drew McGee. Jake Steets would be next, and then Drew Clark. Nine-inning ball game will follow this one here tonight at the Smith Complex. Holbrook again looks in for the sign. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Xander Schmidt's going to score. It's going to be a single here for Drew McGee. He drives home a run here for Hastings, and now it's a 7-4 ball game as Xander Schmidt comes in to score for Hastings. So that's going to be three hits for Hastings here in the seventh inning alone. They had just five through the first six. So the bats have come alive here in the seventh. Here comes Jake Steets to the plate for Hastings. He's lined out to the shortstop so far tonight. Reached on an error. Reached on a base on balls. He's officially 0 for 2. He started the day with a batting average of 301. There's one man out here in the seventh. One run in. Broncos have runners on at first and second base now. That run will be charged to the numbers of Jason Jurgensen, or Jaden Jurgensen. Or JD, I guess they officially call him. Four runs charged now to JD Jurgensen. There's the next pitch. It could be down low. The ball gets away momentarily from the catcher, Sean McCartney, but the runners stay put at first and second base. So the Broncos are down by three runs here in the seventh inning. Only one man out. Jake Steets, the number four hitter in the batting order, is at the plate here for Hastings with a chance to maybe cause some noise here in this final half of an inning. William Holbrook again looking for the sign from his catcher, McCartney. He's got it. He's at the belt. Throws one to the plate, in there for a strike in the outside corner. And Steets now looking at a count of two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count. Dakota Wesleyan has beaten Hastings College 2-1 in softball action tonight. That was in extra innings. There's a ground ball towards short. Mon has got it. He goes to second base for one over the first base. That's not going to be in time. They had a double play set up, but the relay throw is not in time. So Steets gets aboard on the fielder's choice as they knock down the base runner at second base. That was Drew McGee. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Trenton Neal. So now Hastings has got two men out here in the seventh inning. Runners are at first and third base, and Drew Clark comes to the bench, or comes to the plate next. Clark is 0 for 2, actually 1 for 3 today. He's got a single back there in the fourth inning. He's grounded out once, and he's popped one to the third baseman in foul territory. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike. Hastings still trailing in the ball game by the score of 7-4. Clark actually represents the tying run now at the plate with base runners on at first and third base. Here comes Holbrook's next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Stranger things have happened here. Coming up next would be Eric Antilla and then Tanner Campbell of Drew Clark can keep things rolling along here for Hastings in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Going back as the right fielder, Wilkerson, he looks up there and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. So Drew Clark gives that baby a ride, but it is caught by the right fielder, Daniel Wilkerson, out in the deep right field, and the ball game is over. Hastings drops the opening ball game with his doubleheader by a score of 7-4 to the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings in that seventh inning of play. They score one run on three base hits, no errors, and two men left on base. Getting the final score in this one, Concordia 7, Hastings College 4. Back with a recap after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting Five for complete contest rules.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at the Smith Complex tonight. Hastings College drops the opening ball game of this doubleheader with Concordia, losing by a score of 7-4. Winning pitcher is going to be J.D. Jurgensen tonight. He goes six innings for the Dogs. Gives up four runs, seven base hits, one strikeout, one walk. William Holbrook comes in and throws for Concordia in the seventh inning of play. Jurgensen is now 2-5 in the season. A.J. Fruchtel is a losing pitcher for Hastings. He is now 6-3. Fruchtel goes five innings, gives up seven runs, five walks, seven hits, four strikeouts. Eric Antilla come on and through the final couple of innings, gave up no runs, one hit, two strikeouts, no walks. Big story in this ball game: six errors for Hastings College. Broncos had four runs, eight base hits, six errors, seven men left on the base pads. Concordia, seven runs on eight hits. They commit three errors themselves. They leave nine men on base. Concordia scores two runs in the first inning, one in the third. They score one in the fourth, and then three in the fifth. Hastings College, they scored two in the fourth, one in the fifth. They got one in the seventh inning, but they couldn't mount any more charges there in the bottom of the seventh. They had base runners on at first and second. But Clark flies out to deep right field to end the ball game, and Hastings drops the crucial end of the front end of this doubleheader to Concordia tonight by a score of 7-4. So Hastings really in a kind of a must-win situation here for game number two coming up in about 25 minutes from right now. Hastings drops to 6-13 in the conference, now 12-25 overall. Concordia now 5-12 in conference play. They are now 15-28 overall. Again, in the first ball game, Concordia knocks off Hastings by a score of 7-4. We've got the second half of the doubleheader coming up in about 25 minutes from right now on the Smith Complex for 1230 KHAS Sports. This is Mike Will.
Today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. The second half of the doubleheader is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.